Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do our weekly good deed for the News Talk Radio world. When I say us, a group of talk luminaries are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, joined by Chad Benson, who's a syndicated sort of new age talker. He also does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix.
You make me like sound that? Like Marion Williamson.
Well, that's not all bad if you're in my wheelhouse. I know the rest of you probably think that she's from the word lunatic.
No, not lunatic.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
This is Rich McFadden, the ops director at Radio America. Because she doesn't fit into your wheelhouse, that doesn't mean she's cuckoo. After all, she might think you're
looking
cuckoo.
At her numbers, she doesn't fit into anybody's wheelhouse.
Well, I'd say she did better than you. You didn't run for president.
Yeah, but if I did, I'd do better than she did.
I don't know about that. All right.
Run, why? Because I'm run, mainstream America,
run,
Doug.
Run, run, run.
Okay. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and our friend Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm going to go around the room as we go through the stories this week. To see, actually, the only thing that makes any difference, the top four stories are really it. Kobe Bryant is number four, the race is number three, the coronavirus number two, and impeachment is number one. Otherwise, the rest of the stuff, number 10 is the Grammy Awards. The Super Bowl build up, I guess probably, you guys were just talking about somebody bet $550,000 on the 1 point spread, and so that changed it. Was that for all betting houses or just this one? How does this work? Richie, you were onto that.
Somebody in Atlantic City at one of the casinos laid down a bunch of money. So, but, yes, it changes the odds all over.
It does. Yeah. How does it do that? How does that work?
Chad is probably the biggest gambler here, but $550,000. When somebody walks into a casino and lays $500,000 down on it, every other odds maker is going to go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
It moves. What happens is the rest of the houses that take bets start to hear what's going on, and they decided to move it up a half a point, and that's because big money's moving there. Is it an insider, somebody who's got something? They're trying to figure it out. That's the way it kind of goes. So,
Chad, is that they usually see bets like this come in at the last minute. So
yeah.
That they don't change the odds. So what is somebody trying to do by placing this bet early enough so that it does change the odds?
You know, that's a good question. And they were actually asking the same question. They all said the same thing. Normally, this is a Sunday morning kind of thing,
right,
where somebody rolls in and says, you know what, I'm putting $550,000 down to win $500,000. And next thing you know, it moves it. So this is odd. Maybe he doubles down later on down the road wanting to get something a little bit different. I'm not quite sure. Spreading the money around in other places.
How much you want to bet it's Bill Belichick?
how much you want to bet. There you go. There's another bet. Go to betonline.ag if you want to put your money on some good horses. Actually, Harry Hurley...
Well, speaking of horses...
Yes?
Got the Budweiser ad, haven't we? Don't tell me they
pulled seen
out.
Anybody seen or heard any of the ads yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes. I've seen several of them.
Yeah. Our good friends in Belgium have decided that their brand Budweiser is so American and diverse. They're putting together this annoying commercial about Budweiser being the beer of diversity. And I'm thinking, really? Thanks, guys.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The all American brewers in Belgium. InBev. Thanks,
bring back
guys.
Ed McMahon and the horses.
I want you to get together 10 guys who drink Budweiser and show me the diversity in that group.
They're on a porch in Mississippi with beards.
Somebody's wearing a red hat. Somebody's got on suspenders.
No,
somebody
the color of the beards, Chad. The beards is that's a different challenge.
Doug, you've seen the Pot de Ca ad, right?
I have not, Rajiv.
Oh my God!
Is that in behalf of Warren, Elizabeth Warren? What is that?
It's a new commercial for I think Hyundai, where it's got this automatic parking feature, and John Krasinski, and the girl from Saturday Night Live, and some other dude. Are in Boston, and there's no way he's going to park this car in that spot. And they go the whole 60 seconds, like, you park the car? Did you park at the Harbor?
He's not from Boston. If they had been smart, they would have got Matt Damon, they would have got Ben Affleck, and they would have got Mark Wahlberg to the spot.
They got Big Poppy.
Harry Hurley, who does a fabulous show in the morning in Atlantic City, is going to join us to talk about the Trump rally and also the casino with a $550,000 bet in a few minutes. Let's go. You just mentioned Sunday morning. Let's go to the way we woke up Sunday morning to find out that Kobe Bryant had been killed. And at first, my reaction, because I'm in Los Angeles, I was in Los Angeles, I'd go back and forth, but I was in Los Angeles Sunday morning, and I was at an event. Somebody whispered to me, Kobe Bryant was just killed in a helicopter crash. And I, at first, thought, oh, okay, it didn't, you know, Kobe, I'm not a basketball fan, didn't register that much with me. And then first thing I did was go to the problem that he had 10 years or so ago, and then I put that out of my mind, and I just thought about it was very foggy Sunday morning in Los Angeles, more foggy as you went further north, and then, you know, the details started coming out about what happened. And I guess I want to go around the room and just get a quick, how did this impact you? Rick, were you impacted at all, a lot, not much? What happened when you went on the air Monday with it? Because this is something that sort of has grown over the week.
Yeah, I know. And not being a huge NBA fan, but still it defied what I consider to be our expectations. And everything in the world is about expectations. We don't expect a pilot to make an error flying in the fog, missing the ground by what now is being reported like 20 to 30 feet or
something. That's off.
Yeah, I know. And now I think what people, my listeners especially, want to know is, all right, what really happened? And is there a way to make sure this doesn't happen again? Because it really comes down to, in addition to the sadness and this genuine sense of loss that so many people in the Philadelphia area and my listeners here in Delaware feel, also, what about expectations? We don't want this to happen again, right?
Well, by the way, for people who don't know, Kobe Bryant came from Philadelphia. That's why the interest, and that's why I went to you, actually, Rick, first.
Yeah,
what about you,
Chad? So many people here. Yeah.
What about you?
You know what?
I
was actually in L.A. at the time, or down in San Diego, and I was with my son, who loves Kobe Bryant. He's only 9, but just loves Kobe Bryant, loves basketball, and he was devastated by it. It was tragic, absolutely, and it was one of those things where... We talked about it this week. The big thing a lot of people wanted to know was, you know, how could something like this happen? You know, why is this guy taken off in the fog and all of these kind of things? But the other thing that a lot of people want to know this week is, how is it that TMZ broke it? And did they give enough time?
No.
That was a big question.
The wife didn't know about it when it hit the air.
Well, now, Harvey Levin said on this week on KNX News Radio, we talked to Kobe's people and we talked to Vanessa's people.
Talked to his people. No. She said that she didn't. Her closest friend said
A question. If you have something like that, and he was very right. He said he was talking to reporters. He says, if you've got some, are you going to sit on it for 8 hours? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
And if they did, wouldn't somebody else have broke it anyway?
Scoop them. That's it. Yeah. Somebody's
But the other
do
side
it.
Of it is, how the hell are they everywhere? They are. They're all over LAX.
A lot of stories.
They've got they've got greased palms all over Los Angeles.
Yeah. And let me tell
TMZ
you something.
TMZ breaks a lot of stories. And the other thing that's coming out now is that the company that owned the helicopter was not licensed, according to three people who spoke to the New York Times, was not licensed to fly in fog. In fact, I think that none of the companies that flew out of that airport were licensed to fly in those conditions.
Well, they didn't have any. They are grounded. All those helicopters were grounded, except that one.
And it appears that it's because they, you know, because usually you could just fly in clear conditions. It was easy. So the pilot was licensed to fly in those conditions, but the company was not licensed to fly in those conditions. So, in fact, he could not fly in those conditions.
So, Richie, your son, did you talk about this with your son? What happened during the week when you had this conversation?
Yeah, I mean, both my kids know him, even though they didn't grow up watching him. And, you know, they were like, yeah, it's sad. You know what the first thing that hit me, though, was? When you have a well-liked and well-respected celebrity immediately just gone, it's that shock, you know, that you get. And I went back to John Ritter. Doug, remember when John Ritter just, like, he was gone?
Done.
And it shocked everybody. They were just like, what, how could this be? And that's the same thing with Kobe for me. It's just like, the guy's young, he's healthy, he's got everything going on, and then he's just gone. And a friend of mine posted, how fragile is life?
Very fragile. That's a very good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
One of the other things that is also not necessarily known widely is how much money this guy was worth. He was very smart.
Over $1 billion.
Business. He made $320 million as a basketball player, and he invested like $10 million in one company, and it returned $100 million. He was very, very smart.
Important, I think, to remember that there were some very young girls who died in that helicopter crash.
Yeah, these two children. Oh, yeah, right.
And
not only the children, but the teammates.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Most of us don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the fellas was from Boston. One of the coaches was a baseball coach from Boston that was involved in this as well. But then, sort of lurking behind the scenes, and nobody really wanted to talk about it because he'd been exonerated from the rape charges, but it did sort of, it filtered in a little bit, depending on who you listen to or what you read, or, you know, some of the stuff online that got harsh treatment. One of the reporters, wasn't it a Washington Post reporter who got excoriated, wasn't it?
Yeah, Felicia Sonmez.
Yeah.
But that was her name. She got suspended for a few days for retweeting a article that was published 2 years earlier that she did not write about what took place with Kobe on that night in Colorado in 2003.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good move or a bad move on the part of the paper?
Well, it was a horrible move by them. They since have reinstated her. But here's the thing. I think you can't talk about Kobe without talking about the entire body of who he was as a person.
Yeah,
down. Because there are people out there who, you know, feel that he did something. Again, he's not a rapist, right? He was never proven in court. They settled out of court. And he even said, I apologize. I think
he paid her off versions
of what took place. He paid her off for $2.5 million. We'll never know the entire story because let's also be honest, there are people out there who take advantage of opportunities like that for money. But sexual assault survivors were saying, hey, wait a minute here. Why aren't we talking about all of this stuff? We're claiming this guy to be a hero. Maybe he
wasn't
a hero.
That's what I said, and I was soundly buffeted and booed by my co-hosts. 21 after the hour, you're listening to Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why get give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. Back again, focused on what's going on. The charts from Talkers Magazine are the guideline for our conversation on the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week of January 27th to the 31st. The month has gone by very, very quickly. I think it has, anyway. Maybe that's because of all the things that are going on in the world. The impeachment trial is number one on the list. The review, according to the work, the research done by Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crowd, by the way. Also at Talkers.com, you can find this list every week. And Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The focus is no question on the impeachment and where it's going and what it's where it's been. Although I do think that the presidential race and the rallies have a place. We're going to find Harry Hurley in a morning. In a moment from Atlantic City. But in the meantime, let's go, Rick, let's talk about how you and your audience view this? Oh, Harry is there.
If you're looking to purchase.
Hey, Mayor, let me jump in. I think we're going to be able to do this now, and we'll be right back with you.
All right. We can do this now.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
It is great to be with you. Always an honor to be on the Doug Stephan Show.
All right, so this is the Talk Radio Review. We have a bunch of talk radio hosts from around the country who are going to be listening to you as you describe your experiences, because you are one of the lucky ones that got into the Trump rally this week. By the way, Harry is the morning host. It's Harry. It's early in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's most listened to talk station. And so you have been a fan of Trump's. A lot of people wanted to know what you thought. I don't want to know what you thought, because I know what you think. I want to know what you experienced. Yeah. What did you experience?
By the way, not just a fan, former executive for President
Trump. Oh, that's right.
He hired me, interviewed me. Yeah,
right.
So it's more than that. Not just a fan. I know him. Here's what I experienced. I experienced something that's never happened in any listener of the Doug Stephan Show, that's never happened in your lifetime. 180,000 people at least requested a ticket. Tens of thousands of people showed up. And in Little Wildwood, New Jersey, Doug Stephan, the biggest requested interest for a Trump rally in the history of the Trump presidency took place this past Tuesday. It was positive. It was polite. I've never seen so many tens of thousands of people behave so properly. We're living in very divided times. And here's another thing that would shock, I think, a lot of your listeners. Brad Parscale, who's a cybermetrics genius, he calculated that the rally attendees were 25.3% Democrat.
Really?
At a Trump rally. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
You wouldn't think that. If
no,
you asked that question, they would say false. 10% of the rally attendees did not vote in 2016. The rally was, even by Democrat political analysts who commentated on it afterwards, it was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to ask you one more question because we're tight on time here. You're in Atlantic City. Somebody brought in a bet for $550,000 for the 1-point spread, and now that's changed everything. Are you talking about that down there? That's pretty amazing.
We just talked about it. The spread is now 1.5. Kansas City is the favorite. I want Andy Reid, our former Eagles coach, to win his first Super Bowl. It's been 15 years since he's been in a Super Bowl. I'm going with Big Red.
Good for you. All right, Harry, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you. Early in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, his experience at the Trump rally, which is certainly something that's on the minds of lots of people. The presidential race, number 3 this week on the countdown, 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine of the top news talk stories and the people on that list from this past week. Joining me on the dais, if you will, sort of a virtual dais, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix and also the mid-morning host on Radio America. Rich McFadden is at Radio America, and Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. radio company. Both Victoria, who grew up in England, and Chad have some thoughts on Brexit, even though it's just outside the top 10. I believe it'll be something as people understand. Well, people I don't think really understand what's going on. They just hear the stories about England getting out of the European Union and most people don't understand.
Well, it's actually happening on Friday, the end of this week, so it's going to be.
Well, it isn't. The removal process starts and is completed by the end of the year.
Right.
By understanding.
Yeah. Nothing changes tomorrow when you wake up, but it's the sense of it's finally over, done and dusted.
But it really isn't, and you know that as well as I do. When they realize the reality of what they've done and what a mess, I don't even understand. Help me understand, both Victoria and Chad, the mindset of Boris Johnson. This seems like a ride into Never Never Land, from what I know.
Well, Boris Johnson wants to win, and he wants stay in power.
How do you stay in power when you ruin the economy of the country?
He wanted to win election. He's won it. Dominic Cummings, his Rasputin, wants him to stay in power, and that's what he wants. He's promising a new dawn. So it will be a new dawn, and it'll be a much smaller dawn. Britons are feverishly reading stories about what's going to happen to their pet passports after Brexit. Because at the moment you can take your pet dog, cat, or ferret from the UK to the EU and back again without quarantine, because of course, quarantine is extremely strict in the UK, and that could change. So that's the kind of thing that worries Britons. So that's going to change. And, of course, the border in Ireland and Northern Ireland could become a problem, and that could mean that there could be an increase in violence. Scotland wants a referendum, which, of course, Johnson is saying no to. What is going to happen to the economy? We don't know. Certainly Britain is smaller, and a bigger story really than this even, although this is huge for Britain, is that Boris Johnson made the most astonishingly stupid decision this week, even by Johnson standards, which was to allow Huawei to be part of Britain's 5G network. Donald Trump had put pressure on Britain. The Five Eyes, which is the five nations that share intelligence, of which Britain and America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand are all part of, had said no, 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 because it means China will be part of will know what your intelligence is. And Boris Johnson has said, no, we'll have Huawei as part of our 5G.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like the smartest guy in the world. Chad, go ahead.
You know what? It's interesting because that's going to really, like, our relationship with them when it comes to sharing information now, as well as several others, is going to be pulled back because not that we don't trust you, but we don't trust the people that are listening to you, and you've made it easier for them to spy on you. And she's right. That is a big story that isn't getting talked about much. And the other thing that's getting talked, the Premier League is the biggest soccer league in the world. A lot of the reasons for that is because, well, Europeans can come over because of being part of the EU and not have to worry about getting a work permit. And now they're talking about, well, what's going to happen with this? Are we going to have everybody get a permit, and it's going to be tough for them to come over and play? There's a lot of things that's going on.
It's because we're the best, and it's because Liverpool's 16 points in the league. So
yeah, Liverpool's won this thing. This thing is overdone and dusted.
Well, it depends whether we get some serious injuries.
It's over. It's over. Man United, Man City is not playing well enough to catch.
Richie, you had something to say. Go ahead, Richie.
The whole Brexit thing, isn't it really just kind of part of the populist movement? Isn't it really about the Brits being tired of not being a sovereign nation anymore and being told by France and Germany and Denmark and everybody?
No.
Could you imagine, what would people that live in the United States, what would Americans think if all of a sudden Canada was overruling our Supreme Court?
Here's what's going to happen in your lifetime.
The
United States of America will be Canada and Mexico with the United States. That's going to happen.
Yeah,
sooner or
later.
It'll
be part of the United States. We certainly won't become part of Mexico.
You have a misunderstanding of how, unfortunately, and I hate to say that, but that's a misunderstanding of how the EU worked.
how the EU was supposed to work. It was supposed to be an economic alliance.
Doesn't overrule the Supreme Court. For example, we've had some major Supreme Court rulings recently, and the EU isn't overruling them, except in cases where there are EU laws. So, for example, there have been some Me Too cases.
We need to move off of this. We got other things we got to talk about. Speaking of the Supreme Court, how does everybody think John Roberts is doing with the impeachment trial? If you don't ask...
is he there?
Yes. And he's not... That's exactly what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be just there. It's like a referee. The best referees are the ones you go, I didn't even know there was a ref out there. Because they're not part of the proceedings. Outside of the tiff with Rand Paul, I think he's doing an okay job.
Yeah. All right. So anybody else? Rick, what has the context of the impeachment trial been on your radio program at WDEL this week?
So if I had a one-word consensus of folks on the right and the left who called the show, I would say that would be annoyance.
Who cares?
They're just really annoyed by the whole thing. And all the details are just minor annoyances, all added up to the one big, gigantic chunk of annoyance.
I just
I will tell you what John Roberts is interested in doing, and I think he has succeeded in this very much so. John Roberts is an institutionalist, and he's interested in protecting the reputation of the Supreme Court.
Okay, so how does that play into how he's doing in this particular instance?
I mean, he views the three branches of government as separate and equal.
Sacrosanct.
And,
and he
wants to keep the Supreme Court out of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I may, let me add this. So if there's a 50-50 vote, you have Democrats expecting John Roberts to make a decision. He doesn't want any of that, does he?
Yeah. No, he's going to pull away from it, and I don't think he will make a decision, which means the tie goes essentially to the runner, and because of that, the Democrats will lose, and that's it. He doesn't have to make a decision. He doesn't have to rule. He's already said, I want you guys to sort this out for yourself. I'm here to basically keep the peace and to make sure that everything's done above board. And the president of the Senate is the vice president, but he can't vote in this because, A, he could be voting for Trump because of the biasness, but also he could say, well, I'd like to get rid of Trump, and if we get rid of Trump, I could be president.
Yeah.
Good point. All right, so while we're at the Supreme Court, there was a ruling this week. Number six on the countdown story list is the ruling on immigration, health care, that sort of thing. So how did that play in any or all of your programs? I think maybe Chad and Rick would be good on this front. What'd you get out of the conversations on the air regarding this? You're in Phoenix. So maybe this really plays there more than anywhere else, do you think, Chad?
You know, immigration is always a huge thing here, and a lot of people are frustrated because it was such a hot topic when the kids were in cages. And then, of course, you know, they have the attention span of a gnat. Something else pops up, and we have a chance to get rid of Trump, and away they go, and we never talk about it again. And that's the frustration a lot of people feel. And I talk to a ton of people here about immigration on a weekly basis. We usually have some sort of roundtable here, and they're really, really, really just kind of over this entire way that they feel they've been tossed to the back, unless it's a political situation to profit on.
Let me just bridge something here for a moment, then we have to pause. The listeners on WDEL, my sense is, but you'll have to correct me, Rick, even though you're right of center with your attitude, but you're not crazy like some of these hardcore, really right-wing national hosts like Levin and the kid that's on Westwood, Camp Shapiro. So, I think I'll address this to you, Chad, too, because I don't get the sense that KTAR is either. I mean, the hosts take a sort of right of center point of view, but I don't get the sense from either of you or about the stations you work on that they are these rabid right-wing stations. Am I right or wrong?
No.
For those of us here in Delaware, WDEL is a Delaware radio station, and I would describe it this way. We are primarily a news radio station that happens to have a couple of talk shows, and I'm very blessed to be one of those talk show hosts.
Oh, you're a good host.
Delaware
a good
is
station.
Well, thank you. Delaware is very, very blue, what we say, north of the canal, which is the northern half of the state, and more red down in Sussex County. We only have three counties, right? The whole state is the size of maybe one small county in Oklahoma. So we've packed a bunch of people into this small state. And downstate, it's pretty red. Upstate, it's pretty blue. So when you have a state where 48% of the people who are registered voters are indeed Democrats, you're going to get a lot of variety of opinions.
Chad, yeah. Is your station all local, or do they take some of the syndicated fare?
No, we're all local. We have we have Dave Ramsey on, but outside of that, everything right. Here is local, and it is, and we have like a news kind of morning show, and then that's a little bit more newsy with a very little commentary, and then the rest of it is our news shows, and I mean our talk shows. And by and large, actually, you know, one of the things that people complain about, you know, on the right is we're not right enough, because everybody thinks everybody on talk radio is right.
Yeah.
But we've been called by many, including the Trump campaign, as a never Trumper station, because several of the hosts here can't stand Trump. But when it comes to immigration, that is one thing where everybody kind of comes together, and they're viewed as the right side of the aisle station, because they feel like, you know, being in the middle of
is for border.
You want to have smooth borders, like an even oval shape or an even circular shape.
Dr. Martinez says irregular or scalloped borders can indicate melanoma.
C is for color. If you start to see three or more different distinct colors within a single lesion, that's something that may warrant biopsy or further inspection.
D is for diameter. A lesion larger than 6 millimeters, about the size of a pencil eraser, should be evaluated, especially if it has any of the other features mentioned.
And E is probably the most important of those.
E is for evolving. Is the mole changing over time?
That may be something that needs to be more carefully evaluated or possibly even biopsied.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from the folks at Talkers Magazine come up with this list at number 10, Harvey Weinstein. He's actually going to trial. At number 9, somebody who may have to go to trial, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 8, Kobe Bryant. And number 7 and number 6 and number 5, all the various candidates. 4, focus on John Roberts and the job he's doing in the impeachment trial. Number 3, Mitch McConnell tied with Adam Schiff, the two of them grandstanding at the impeachment trial. Number 2, John Bolton, and number 1, Donald Trump. There's nothing there that wasn't expected when you look at that list, again, with the top 4 items being all about Kobe Bryant, the presidential race, the coronavirus, and the impeachment trial. So all this stuff fits together very nicely. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting all this together so we can talk about it every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Victoria Jones, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and Chad Benson, the coronavirus. Who's worried about this? Anybody worried? You're going to get
nope.
this?
My no. kids, because they see the news, they see it pop up online. Dad, what's going on? Right. And the news scares the living bejesus out of them.
Just tell them that 70,000 people will die of the flu, the regular flu this year in America, and that should put every already 8,200 people have died in this country the first month of this year.
That's good. Scare them by scaring them. That's solid. Hey guys, I'd like to make you feel better. This is way worse, and you're more likely to get it. God bless you. Sleep
right.
well.
Calm
or
down
or if you like, you could
stuff.
Just you could just confuse them by saying, "Don't worry, kids. More people die than are born."
Mm-hmm.
They have to think about that for
right.
a minute and then move on.
Right. Yeah. That'd probably be a good thing, actually. We need to cut the population of the planet down. One of the things I talked about on the DJV show this week
really,
was how many
Doug?
People. Yes, really. We need to have fewer people on the planet. We need.
You're
going to
use it as a means of culling.
I'm not sure.
Like Greta Thunberg.
Well.
That is not what she advocates.
Let me see how we end our conversation with all of these experts.
We're going to wrap this segment up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for being here. To be continued next week. Here, the Talk Radio Review. I think we'll pull the plug on this right now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Stolen. No, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HometitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HometitleLock.com. HometitleLock.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 30, wait a minute, no, it's 53 past the hour. Time for us to check the top 5 stories. It's Tech Talk time. And the review for this week comes from Victoria Keelan, who has studied all of this stuff from 5 to number 1. At number 5, Victoria, Tinder is working on problems that people who use their app have when dates don't go the right way.
Yeah, it's true. Tinder is following in Uber's lead, and they're adding in-app safety features for dates that become unsafe. And so Tinder has added this new panic button. It alerts safety authorities if something goes wrong during a date. And so Tinder has the ability to check in. They also give people the ability to check in with friends so that your friends know where you are when you're on a date with someone. And users are going to receive, this is all free tools. It started this week. There's a new section in the app called the Safety Center. That's where you can go and you can download this new safety feature. And it's actually a really smart idea. People, if you think about it, every single day there's a new story about someone, you know, in Uber or in a Lyft having some sort of crazy issue, whether it's something really severe like sexual assault or just, you know, a ride gone wrong. And so for dating, it's really no different. So I think it's a smart thing. The parent company of Tinder is Match.com. They also own OkCupid and Hinge, and so we will also they are all going to get the same safety features, but they started with Tinder.
Really? Okay. Number 4, Apple has made a lot of money this year. iPhones, what a surprise. Yes, no, a lot of people are buying
new iPhones. This actually was a big surprise because Apple had an all-time record earnings for the 3 months ending in December, the final quarter. They had a revenue of $91.8 billion. It's actually up 9% from the same period last year. The reason that this was such great news for iPhone is because the iPhone sales were really lacking. And I don't know if it's just that people had an iPhone 7 or maybe an iPhone 8 or even an iPhone 10, and they weren't really looking to upgrade anymore. But now with the new iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro, it has an incredible new camera system. It can be submerged in water. It has a lot of the updates that people have been looking for, and that, I think, pushed people into the important holiday season, and that really pushed people ahead into upgrading.
All right, number 3, pre-orders for the Razr phone.
Yeah, well, the Motorola Razr actually has been really buzzing about right now, and it's the foldable screen, and it's already back-ordered. It's supposed to be available February 6th. Now you're looking at the end of February for this $1,500 phone. If this is what you want, I would still say, and I have been cautioning all along, know what you're getting, because this is a thin, plastic, bendable screen. They have a lot of warnings already that it's going to have lumps and bumps. That's supposedly normal, which I don't think that's normal. If it gets any water at all on it, you have to dry it very quickly. You have to close it before you put it into your pocket, which lets you know how delicate it really is. I think that in the warning section of Motorola, I think that this is something that should just steer people away from it. But technophiles who just love to get the latest and greatest of everything, they're really rushing to buy it.
Fabulous new stuff. Woo-ha! Number 2, if you want to go into outer space with us, here's SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get on these new satellites that they're going
to. Not yet. SpaceX launched its fourth batch of internet beaming satellites this week, and they launched another 60. These are small satellites. They were fired into orbit at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and this batch joins the more than 170 that are already there. All in all, they want more than 30,000 satellites up in the air, and they've been approved for 10,000. They're seeking approval for 30,000. It's a lot of space junk, and some people are saying that it actually is going to be too crowded in the sky and that it might be detrimental. But the ultimate goal of what SpaceX is doing is they're going to offer affordable internet service to parts of the United States and Canada by the middle of this year. Rural places that do not have broadband internet access, and we know how, and from the farm show, Doug, you know, we know how important this is to survival for so many businesses for farmers. So I think ultimately it's a great thing. Facebook's been trying to do the same thing, but Elon Musk and Tesla, you know, he plows right ahead with stuff, and he's got a pretty great success rate. I'll give him that.
Number 1 this week, those damn LED bulbs. LED bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, oh. LED bulbs are great for your electric bill, but it turns out they're really bad for your skin. All the visible light, the blue light that comes from these LED bulbs, dermatologists are now weighing in saying this can speed up the aging process of your skin. And so if you do wear makeup every day, that's actually a good news because if you, it has iron oxide in it and it ends up being a physical barrier. If you don't, you can wear a brush-on SPF if you stare at a screen all day. It might be worth looking into.
All right, those are the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. 50 years after winning their first Super Bowl, the Chiefs have their second title, beating the 49ers tonight, 31-20. KC QB Patrick Mahomes named the MVP. The first death outside of China from the coronavirus has been reported in the Philippines.
A 44-year-old Chinese man from Wuhan was admitted to hospital last month after experiencing flu-like symptoms. Philippines Health Secretary Francisco Duque III says the patient developed severe pneumonia.
The patient was stable and showed signs of improvement. However, the condition of the patient deteriorated within the last 24 hours, resulting in his demise.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte approved a temporary ban on all travelers, except Filipinos, from China and its autonomous regions. The US, Japan, Singapore, and Australia have imposed similar restrictions, despite criticism from China and an assessment from the World Health Organization that they were unnecessarily hurting trade and travel. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A final Senate impeachment trial vote scheduled Wednesday afternoon after the Senate Friday voted not to include additional witnesses.
The final vote came down to 51-49 against witnesses when Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski announced that she would oppose witnesses. Had she voted with the Democrats, Minority Leader Charles Schumer put the question to Chief Justice John Roberts whether the chief would have cast a tie-breaking vote in his role as presider. Chief Justice Roberts said no.
If the members of this body, elected by the people and accountable to them, divide equally on a motion, the normal rule is that the motion fails.
Future historians and scholars may cite Roberts' statement as a precedent should the nation come down the impeachment path again. George Bonzani reporting.
And you can always check out more news and read more analysis. Both are found at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Bashing okay for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Overseas, three people wounded in what officials are calling terrorism-related stabbings in London. Metropolitan Police Deputy Commissioner Steve House says they believe it's an isolated incident.
Our thoughts are with those who've been injured. There have been three people injured, and our thoughts are with them tonight.
Police say the man was recently released from prison after serving time for terrorism-related offenses, strapped on a fake bomb, stabbed the people on a busy London street before being shot to death by police. This barber working in his shop told Sky News he noticed some commotion happening.
This guy, he was walking and basically running on a pavement with sort of have some vest on it or something. I don't know exactly what it. And behind him, there was a police officer with the gun and keep saying him, stop, stop.
The incident in London recalled a November stabbing attack carried out by another man who had served prison time for a terrorism offense. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Democrat presidential candidates wrapping up a frenetic weekend of campaigning ahead of tomorrow's first-in-the-nation caucuses. Speaking at one campaign event, Mayor Pete Buttigieg says he's enjoyed his time among the Hawkeyes.
I knew we were making progress by the summertime when I'd meet folks and they'd say the speech was so impressive that I was now in their top seven in your classic Iowa way of letting us know we're starting to make inroads. And here we are. And now I have one more chance, eye to eye, to ask you to support me on February 3rd, this coming Monday.
The Democratic race is unusually large and jumbled heading into the caucuses. Four candidates locked in a fight for the win, others still in position to pull off surprisingly strong finishes. A late Saturday CNN Des Moines Register poll, those folks opted not to release a survey because they saw the results might have been compromised. More at townhall.com.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year that we talk about, is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off. And you get a free bottle if you buy three. So you're actually getting four for the price of three and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts on the things you use every day.
This weekend, get 30% off all Perk brand products.
30% off Perk cups, plates, and cutlery.
30% off Perk paper towels and bathroom tissue.
And 30% off Perk disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer, and more. But hurry, offers end Sunday.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 2/20 while supplies last.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going to go through a lot of the stories from the week of January 27th to the 31st. That's what these charts come from. Talkers does a yeoman's job with the staff, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, monitoring the stations and the hosts and all sorts of things, come up with this list. This week it's pretty tough because there's some things that are really heavy on the top of the list, Michael. So this is hard, I'm sure, to shuffle this around to get to the four or five really big stories because they're all, I think, pretty important. Don't you think that they have almost equal status?
Well, they have certainly tremendous status. Everything on this survey is important. Ironically, some people cover only one story, and it was tricky doing it this week because the stories also are connected. They overlap. So we did the best we can. Of course, you know, the disclaimer being this is not, you know, mathematical science. It takes in a lot of math, but it's you're talking about subjects.
Yep.
Subjects are subjective. So yep. here's what we come up with. It's a pretty accurate snapshot of what's been talked about in the talk media and on news talk radio stations, such as the station that our listeners are tuned into right now. So here we go. At number 10, we have a tie between the Grammy Awards and the build-up to the Super Bowl. At number 9, we have a tie between homelessness in America and Britain leaving the EU, their Brexit finally coming around. At number 8, we have the Harvey Weinstein trial, then the Me Too movement and political correctness all tied in that slot. At number 7, we have the perennial topics of climate change, health care reform, and race relations at number 7. At number 6, the Supreme Court of the United States immigration ruling, and that's very interesting. At number 5, the Trump Middle East plan tied with U.S. foreign wars. At number 4, the Kobe Bryant death. At number 3, the presidential race. At number 2, the Wuhan coronavirus tied with U.S.-China relations, which, of course, is connected to that, and tied with the economy, which is connected to everything. And number 1, of course, the impeachment trial. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Harvey Weinstein. We have at number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. Kobe Bryant at 8. Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar at 7. Mike Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren at 6. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 5. John Roberts and Rand Paul at 4, Mitch McConnell and Adam Schiff at 3, number 2, Alan Dershowitz and John Bolton, and number 1 is Donald Trump. And, of course, the people survey is especially difficult to really get a handle on, so there you have it. Certainly subject to argument, but that's not the point. These are the names, and these are the stories that are being talked about.
So I had our friend Harry Hurley on the earlier hour of the Talk Radio Review from his station in Atlantic City, talking about the Trump rally that took place. There was a lot of coverage of that in Talkers Magazine this week because many of the talk hosts that we're connected to that support the talk radio, the not only Talkers Magazine, but the talk radio experiences that we share during the year. And so I was interested. He sounded like a kid.
Harry Hurley has a very youthful sound.
Yeah.
He's a grandfather. And yep. he's been the host of his program for 28 years. And before mm-hmm. that, he was a vice president for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Not of the United States, but of, I think, the Golden Nugget. He
right.
ran one of the big hotel facilities in Atlantic City during the Trump era there.
Yep. And so he described what happened at the rally. I didn't realize there were like 180,000 people. It was supposedly one of the biggest rallies Trump has ever had. And
yes.
You had pictures in Talkers Magazine of the hosts from Philadelphia who were there, and the number of things. And I know you do this because the people who are in the talk world will send these things to you. But I thought it was really pretty interesting because there always are Trump rallies. This one really did seem to grab at the heartstrings. Why do you suppose that is? What's going on?
Well, I don't know whether it did or not. It just happens that some very, very high-profile radio stations and talk show hosts were there. It also happens that it was a small arena with a large turnout, so they were a lot of people wanting to get in. We're getting closer to the election. We were on the verge of the impeachment trial coming to an end. The moon and the stars were lined up in such a way as to make it seem that this rally was, you know, over the top in terms of the festival atmosphere. It was a resort town, you know, along the coast. A lot of things led to it. But the truth of the matter is that there has been intense fervor and excitement at all the Trump rallies. And this one just had a little more, shall we say, talk media coverage.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the coronavirus. Number 2 this week on the countdown is the Wuhan coronavirus. And I was thinking about you and that event that we had a couple of months ago with the folks from the Epoch Times. There was a fellow named Joshua Phillips, I think, who was there, who's an American, but he spent a lot of time in China. And I think, what's his position at the Epoch Times again?
Joshua Phillips is the senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, and he's extremely knowledgeable about about this particular situation.
So what does he say? What's going on? What have you got this week?
I can fill you in on that after the break. I think we have a break coming up.
Yeah, okay, so we can do that. I think he's the subject of your interview this week, too, isn't he?
Correct. Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Folks may want to check that out.
Yep. All right, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I have a word of, caution for those people who are so desperate now to lose weight. Have you looked at it scientifically? Do you know what your body can take? Or are you just doing anything willy-nilly and without looking at the tests, without looking at the ingredients, if you're on some program that claims it'll help you do this, do that? A lot of these things give you jitters, keep you awake, cause an upset stomach. They're unhealthy. The bottom line is they're not good for you. You think it's good for you to lose weight, and it is. It's important to lose weight and to be not, you know, the obesity epidemic in our country is certainly something that we all acknowledge and talk about, but to lose weight just at any cost, not a good idea. That's why I recommend you go to Calitrin. I'm sending you to Calitrin.com. Follow the instructions. Pretty easy. Take the 4 capsules every night before you go to bed. Stay on the program for 4 or 5 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. Discounts on every bottle using the DJV code of $10. And when you buy 3 bottles or more, you get the 4th bottle free. This program has an 86% success rate, if you can believe that. You want to be successful, right? Join that team of successful people losing the weight. It's at Calitrin.com that you'll find the product and the discounts using the code DJV.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
All right, continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, our focus on Joshua Philip from Epoch Times, who is the subject of Michael's interview this week because of the coronavirus. So what do we have? What's the update? What is he telling us?
As of now, as we are entering the weekend, it is declared by the World Health Organization to be an international emergency. A lot of that is political. They're covering their backsides. This is not something that people should go panicking about. It's a serious situation. We don't know everything about it. But as far as coronaviruses are concerned, which is a term that is used for a certain type of virus, there are 7 or 8 of them that are known now. I think this is the 8th one. But there are about 7 or 8 of them. They're viruses that affect mammals. They affect humans, and they affect birds, and they can be transmitted through the air, through respiratory systems, and from human to human, which makes them obviously troubling. That's the nature of the disease at this point. It has spread. There's a case or two in the U.S. There are a number of deaths already in China. But it's creating chaos. It's creating an economic crisis for China. This is the worst thing that could have happened to the Xi Jinping regime at this point. You talk about the moon and the stars lining up, as we did before about the Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. This is the moon and the stars lining up to give Xi Jinping and the communists running China one gigantic headache. And that is, it's just messing with their economy. It's messing with their industry. It's messing with trade, with travel. There's so many, very, very delicate balancing going on with China and the U.S. with the trade talks, with the Huawei situation. It's just a bad time for China.
Well,
so that's basically
things,
what it's about.
Yeah, the interview with Joshua.
Yes. That's the story. The interview The interview goes far deeper into details. There are tremendous details that Joshua Philip is privy to, and if anybody wants to hear that, they can go to mhinterview.com. But I gave you the general overview of the situation for the purposes of this discussion.
Right. Well, one of the things that I find very interesting, and we've talked about this, I think, before, how fragile the relationship of the government in China is to its people. This may wake up a lot of people in China to what really is going on. The government doesn't seem to have a be able to. The country's so big, they don't have a. The far western part of China is basically like the early West here. There's no government. There's no rule of law. There's the farmers and stuff that live way out there. There's nothing. And so when stuff happens out there, these people are on their own. But now the Chinese people are getting concerned about a lot of different things. There's a Netflix movie, Michael, a documentary called American Factory. If you haven't seen it, look for it. It's about China buying a plant, an old GM plant in Dayton, Ohio, bringing over some of their workers, hiring 2,200 American workers to make glass products, and what the difficulties were of working in the Chinese mindset here in America. It's a fascinating story of American workers and Chinese workers and what they don't get about each other and how the cultures so extraordinarily clash. It really is. It's quite an interesting overview. All right, 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
down by 70%, infections are down by 50%, and cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. And we really are, by the way. He is my friend. We really are friends. In real life, we are friends. Sometimes.
And both of us have so few that we hang on to each other.
We got right. We.
Doug is my only friend.
That's right. Michael's my only friend. All right, here's a guy who doesn't have any friends. Talking about China, this was something, you know, part of the focus here this week. China relations fit into the number two story because there are other things that play into it. This story is about the chairman. Listen to this, Michael, if you haven't heard it. Chairman of the Harvard University Chemistry Department charged this week with lying to federal investigators about his ties to China. His name is Charles Lieber. He was arrested this week. Prosecutors unsealed a criminal complaint alleging that he lied to the National Institute of Health about participating in China's Thousand Talent Plan. He received a $50,000 a month grant.
Wow.
From the Chinese government that he did not disclose, and he sent vials of important chemical, biological, whatever, I don't know what that stuff is, but you know what I'm talking about, things that are important to research that the Chinese government basically is stealing from this program that was, I don't know if you know the story, but this is really,
I have heard about it. It's another example of China stealing intellectual property from the United States.
Yeah.
One of the many, many injustices that have been perpetrated in our relationship, our frenemieship, if you will, with the communist Chinese government. Oh, they've been ruthless.
Can you imagine this guy's the chairman of the department
money
of the most
talks.
Well-known university in the world, and he's scamming.
Money. Follow the money. It's amazing how money is corrupting, and money and power. It strikes places you never would expect. You've got to keep your eyes and wits open and aware constantly in this crazy world.
That's for sure. All right, you had a couple of other things that were obvious about the, was it the coronavirus?
One of the things I wanted to say was that from what I understand, the communists in China don't give a damn about the people.
Everything,
that sounds like a broad statement, but it's really true. I mean, most governments don't care about the people, but, you know, it's politics.
They care about themselves.
Right. But in terms of China, the communists that run China, and remember, this regime has been in power for 70 plus years, which means it's generational. There are two, three generations have grown up and grown old living under communism. So one, they don't care about their people. They only care about perpetuating their power and their control over the masses. It's such a huge population in China, which you alluded to before. But also, the Chinese people don't think about, you mentioned before that maybe this crisis will make them rethink freedom and rethink their government. The Chinese people look at communism the same way we look at democracy. Mm-hmm. We don't think in this country of, well, let's get rid of democracy. We just change our leaders. Let's not get rid of the Republican and the Democratic Party. Let's not get rid of the Constitution. Let's not get rid of our elections. Let's just get rid of the leaders. They're the same way there about communism. They see communism as the ground upon which everything is built. So they criticize the leadership. They don't necessarily even begin to criticize the system in
in mainland China in terms of the general population. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is fascinating. And because you have that insight, the connection with the Epoch Times is very instructive. A lot of people ought to be paying more attention to them and to this connection. As a matter of fact, I want to spend a little bit more time on the coronavirus from a different angle as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell this to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along, second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I want to just, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, the coronavirus thing and the other piece of what this has allowed us to do, some of the good talk radio programs, and I hope I'm not sounding judgmental, but I think one of the other keys to good talk radio conversation is to offer insight that you can't get from just listening to people talk, i.e. doctors. I was fortunate enough on my program to get somebody on. Well, I have a couple of doctors associated with it anyway. But somebody who had been to China, who understood and could speak to the actual problem of the spread of this and how it would spread and whether those masks were of any value or not, or whether you get a shot for it or your immune system, how to, you know, those sorts of things, I think are an important part of the service that can be offered by a good talk radio program. Do you agree with me on that?
Of course. I mean, any all information, helpful information to, you know, assuage fears or to instill fear where it's necessary for survival, all of that is an important part of broadcasting, not just talk radio, because talk radio is news radio, sports radio. I think it's a good thing, no question.
All right, so let's add that in the approach to number four, the Kobe Bryant death. I was driving around in Los Angeles. I was at a meeting. I was at an event on Sunday morning, and the lady who conducted it whispered to me, she said, "I just heard Kobe Bryant got killed." And I was kind of, okay, all right. You know, it didn't faze me much. And it didn't faze me till I went out, got my car, and started driving back to L.A. from San Pedro, where I was. And I was listening to a couple of the news talk stations that had gone, as you might imagine, into coverage of the Kobe Bryant thing, because he was big, big stuff in Los Angeles, and we learned during the week he was big stuff around the country. But what took me back, Michael, was that several of the big music stations, like K-Earth, which is a classic hits from the 80s station, probably the second or third most listened to station in Los Angeles, they brought the morning host, the morning team in on Sunday and put them on the air for 5 hours to take calls from people about Kobe Bryant's death. I thought that was pretty telling as to the impact of the spoken word format, but also, I guess it told you something about Bryant. When you think about this thing and how the pieces came together this week, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's par for the course when you have something that is a gigantic human interest story that touches people emotionally. We saw things like that when Michael Jackson died. We saw things like that when Whitney Houston died. There are times when music radio stations have the smarts to stop with the plastic programming and bring in some talkers to give people a chance to vent and talk about it. In this case, it indicates, as you pointed out, that Kobe Bryant was a rock star. You know what I mean? That term, the use of the term rock star, meaning somebody that's not necessarily a musician, but has that kind of cachet. Right. Kobe Bryant, huge. And so it's not surprising to me. I think it surprised a number of people who don't follow basketball, just how big a personality
he was. So, and you know, the death by a tragic helicopter crash with his teenage daughter and young people, just a terrible, terrible tragedy. And people cared. People did care and do care. Still do.
Yep. I think you're right. And to find out some of the things about Kobe Bryant we didn't know, I sort of sloughed it off and then started talking about it. As a matter of fact, when I went on the air Monday, my co-host chided me rather resoundingly as to why I didn't think it was such a big deal. I thought my focus was on the wife and the family as they remained, and the sad reality that not only Kobe Bryant's daughter was killed, but a couple of other children were in the helicopter as well. And then the side stories about the helicopter and whether they should have been flying in the fog and all that other stuff. It's the coincidence or karma, whatever, you know, all of those pieces. And then people criticized me and others for bringing up some of the things in his past.
That was a huge story. A woman at the Washington Post, a reporter, was suspended for bringing up some negative aspects of his past that were quite public.
Yeah.
And she was
suspended. So why not bring it up? Why are we bad guys for bringing it up?
This is now the political correctness discussion has come out of that. Matter of fact, political correctness is on our survey at number 8 due to not only the Weinstein trial and the Me Too movement, which is steeped in political correctness. Yeah. I mean, some people think every woman is always right, every man is always wrong, you know, and we don't need courts anymore. We just have the media court of public opinion.
Right, they're guilty according to the news media.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And not that Weinstein is necessarily innocent, but he is now on trial, you know.
Yeah.
Are you innocent until proven guilty? Does a man and a woman deserve to have a trial, or should we just let the media decide and then go and hang him by a tree?
Right.
So with the Kobe Bryant death, we had that situation. The Washington Post suspended this reporter for bringing that up, and there was outrage in the journalism community. Like, what are you, crazy? How can you do that? So they walked it back. But all of this has come from that story, and that's why here a week later we're still talking about Kobe Bryant. And it's number 4 on our survey as opposed to being, you know, maybe number 10.
Yeah.
It really touched, struck a nerve in the national conversation.
Mm-hmm. I guess I likened it to when I was a kid, when I was an adult, when Ted Williams died, and what the coverage was. Because for me, he was the same as Kobe was to a lot of people. He was a hero. And so when he died, it was a big deal. So I guess after I talked through it for a couple of days, I kind of got it. But at first, it didn't register the same way as it did. So, because there are so many, extended stories that come out of this sort of the reality of so many different things, pieces of the pie that fit together to make up that story. And that's the beauty of the talk radio world. News Talk Radio, our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. If you have a lot of credit card bills and you are stressed out, here you go, man. Call the credit card debt hotline. Credit card debt hotline number is 800-560-6760. Call them now. Call them today while you're thinking about it. Operators all around the clock, reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. This is legal. There's a lot of advice that comes from these people that you won't have to pay for. So give them a ring. 800-560-6760. Is that too fast? Let me do it one more time. Credit card debt hotline number. See if you can reduce your payments and feel a little less stressed out, if you know what I mean. 800-560-6760. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from the folks at Talkers Magazine come up with this list at number 10, Harvey Weinstein. He's actually going to trial. At number 9, somebody who may have to go to trial, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 8, Kobe Bryant. And number 7, and number 6, and number 5, all the various candidates. 4, focus on John Roberts and the job he's doing in the impeachment trial. Number 3, Mitch McConnell tied with Adam Schiff. The two of them grandstanding at the impeachment trial. Number 2, John Bolton. And number 1, Donald Trump. There's nothing there that wasn't expected when you look at that list, again, with the top 4 items being all about Kobe Bryant, the presidential race, the coronavirus, and the impeachment trial. So all this stuff fits together very nicely. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting all this together so we can talk about it every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, we have more time here with Michael Harrison from the Talkers Magazine fold, Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things, because his life is basically built around the news talk business. And it's a fascinating world. We've been in it for a long time. I just something came into my mind, because, again, what we do here is talk about these stories. The research is done both on locally focused programs and nationally focused programs. So we all have in our local little wheelhouse, we were talking about Kobe Bryant from the point of view of the Los Angeles radio world, but it did take over a lot of conversation in the national world. And so I go back around to how we do it locally. Every market that had people coming in with flights from China, they were, the customs people were looking at these people, and I remember here in Boston, there was a sick passenger that got off a flight. We instituted, or they instituted, flights to Shanghai and Beijing out of Boston a year or so ago. So now they're looking at these people that are coming in, and they found somebody who's sick. So they put them, they isolated them, and they're still in some cot at the airport. They haven't got out, they won't let them out of the airport, which I thought was kind of interesting. Is that the right way or the wrong way? I mean, you can, you know, is it safe? Is it better to be safe than sorry? put this person in a room, lock the door. It's like being in jail. Stick your bread and water under the tray. I mean, under the...
The opening sequence in Godfather 2 when, you know, little...
I didn't see that movie.
You didn't see Godfather 2?
I don't. It was too... seeing movies like that, just because they're so violent, it is... I admit to seeing...
Vito Andolini, Vito Corleone, as a child, coming in to Ellis Island, had tuberculosis, and they kept him locked up, and he's looking out the window at the Statue of Liberty. I mean, quarantine in terms of immigration or international travel is a first step toward protecting the public from contagious diseases brought in from faraway places. So to answer your question, yeah, it's totally appropriate to keep the person locked up. It's not appropriate to mistreat them, not feed them, not make them comfortable.
Right.
You know, they're not criminals. But you got to protect. Don't you sleep better knowing that they're checking people out, getting off planes from China?
Yeah, I got a strong immune system, so I don't worry about this stuff myself. I sleep all right. And knowing that I don't think I'm going to be, I'll succumb to this. But there is one other thing here before we run out of time. Number 10, the build-up to the Super Bowl and all the parties and stuff. So I wanted to know, because I know you're a big football fan, what sort of snacks were you going to have around your house for the big game?
No, I'm not even going to watch it. I'm a Patriots fan.
There's no football
this year. and I avoid eating all that crap. Can I say that on the radio? I avoid eating that. I don't understand why sporting events and those type of parties have to be marked by eating the worst kind of food.
Awful.
It's just to me,
cheese,
you know.
Nachos up your
The pits.
Really?
I attended a Patriots game in Miami a couple of years ago, and I was nauseated by the smell of the food around me. The people in the stand eating, you know, chili dogs and nachos, and
you know,
it was nauseating. Smell of it.
I'm glad you said that because I went to an Ohio State game this past fall, and I felt the same way. We went to tailgate parties before the game because my friend who invited me to come to go to the game is huge. He was an Ohio State graduate, and he's a huge fan. So he spends hours on the mornings of the game wandering around to all of these tailgates. And, I mean, these people take this stuff seriously. This is big.
You mean take the food seriously or the game seriously?
No, the food.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Before the game. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, for many, the Super Bowl is a big social event. The worst place for a football fan like me to go is to a Super Bowl party because I don't want to talk to people. I watch football games. I watch football games with intensity. I have friends that want to talk to me on the phone. Hey, let's talk during the game. And leave me alone. Yeah. I watch every
I didn't think you had any friends except me. Wait a minute. Who are you talking to?
Well, they're not really friends. I just use the term loosely. But that's neither here nor there. And yes, I will watch the game. And I'm rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo because he used to be a Patriot.
All right. I don't know if we have time to do this. I do want you, a lot of people are talking about a story that's not on the thing having to do with our world of news talk radio and the people that are losing their job, people wondering where do these people go?
Terrible.
Do you have any words for...
All my words is that it's a terrible, terrible, terrible chapter in the history of radio, and I hope that it reverses itself, but I'm worried that it won't. Yeah, people are losing their jobs as radio continues to cut back on local programming, which is a crying shame.
Yep. All right, there you heard it. Michael Harrison, check out the MH Interview, mhinterview.com, and also you can find it when you go to talkers.com as well. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org. Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's a lawyer, college professor, teaches at Bentley University in Boston, and also is a fabulous focuser. Is that a good, does that make sense, Steve?
Sounds good to me.
Focuser. He's a focuser on scams and providing you with lots of information about the dangers of people who will rip you off. So let's get to the legal aspects of the things on the chart this week, at least some of them. The impeachment trial and the role of the Supreme Court Chief Justice. I think that's been something, a lot of people learning a lot about, you know, the legal system is supposed to be an equal, all three, the legislative, judicial, and executive branch is supposed to be equal under the law and the Constitution, right?
Absolutely. They equal balancing parts.
Yeah. Do you think they really are in terms of interpretation? Do you really think that people take the Supreme Court as seriously as they do what goes on? Or is there as much attention given to the Supreme Court as is given to all these other branches of government?
I hope so, because, you know, quite frankly, there's so many interesting aspects to it. You know, first of all, it's still a political institution, and there have been many times throughout our history in which the court has avoided decisions for political reasons. And there are other times it has been, you know, dramatically taking the lead. I mean, you can go back to, like, Brown versus Board of Education to end separate but equal. So the Supreme Court is just a really, really important one. And another thing that I find amazing, you will have deep divisions of philosophy on the court, and they call them the liberal and conservative wings. But throughout our history, those different wings, unlike what we see in Congress, have been able to actually work together civilly. I mean, one of the more interesting things was Antonin Scalia was absolutely the best of friends with his political opposite, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And people yep. would say, how can you be friends? And he would say, she's an absolutely lovely woman, horrible judicial philosophy. And she would say the same thing. They could put those aside and work together. You know, we may not.
What a concept.
Yeah. I mean, here are the people, you can disagree and do it in a civil manner. So I hope people look to the Supreme Court. Justice Roberts, I think, does a pretty good job, and I think one way.
That's what I wondered. I wondered what your appraisal was of John Roberts as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He's not my cup of tea philosophically, but I think the criticism he gets from both sides must show that he's doing something right. You know, a lot of conservatives haven't liked some of his opinions. A lot of liberals haven't liked his opinions. I'm going, well, the guy must be onto something. He's a good, honest, hard civil servant.
All right. So that's and the impeachment trial, as we speak, is probably going to be over, whether you like it or you don't like it. What real legality? I mean, honestly, this is not really a legal proceeding. This is a circus, right? I mean,
I totally agree with you. And here's the thing: the basis for impeachment comes from the Constitution. The Constitution is very vague about this, and the Senate will make its rules as it goes along. And so, you have people like Alan Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, saying things now that are totally opposite to what he said was in regard to the law, in regard to impeachment, when he was in favor of.
Funny how you lawyers can twist around what's on a piece of paper. Yeah, Dershowitz is...
Well, my grandmother always referred to me as her grandson, the liar. And I would say, no, Nana, that's lawyer. And she would say, don't correct me. So I think you got something there.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dershowitz, for heaven's sakes, when you get down to brass tacks and some of the people that he was on the O.J. team, wasn't he? I'm trying to think of some of the other...
Klaus von Bülow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Circumstances with the death of Kobe Bryant, what kind of legal, when you look at his estate, I mean, what kind of legal stuff is this going to leave his family?
You know, the seven other people that died on there along with him and his daughter, we got to find out what caused that crash, but it very well could be a negligence claim against pilot, against company, defects in the helicopter itself. It may be just an unfortunate accident, but you're darn right. They're going to be looking at this, and we could see some major lawsuits.
Yep. All right, the editor, the Talkers Magazine legal editor, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, always here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown show to review the essence, the impeachment trial, of course, number one. But, I mean, if you look at all these other things, every week, three or four things that I like to get Steve's expertise on. So I'm happy you're here. Thank you, Stephen Wiseman, with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Cash balance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Police officers in South London have shot and killed a man who wounded at least three people in what officials are calling terrorism-related stabbings.
The Metropolitan Police Force have been quick to declare the violence as terrorism-related. Witnesses have reported seeing the man wearing what looks like a suicide vest. Kaka Tahir says armed police told him to evacuate the scene.
It's like a movie. It was so quick, and it was like a panic.
The attack in the Streatham neighborhood marks a departure from recent attacks in the British capital that took place in high-profile landmarks in central London. 2 months ago, two people were stabbed on London Bridge by a man who had recently been released from prison, where he was serving a 16-year sentence for plotting a terror attack. Sarah Bassett, London.
Patrick Mahomes led the Kansas City Chiefs to three touchdowns in the final 6 minutes 13 seconds to overcome a double-digit deficit and beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in the Super Bowl. Mahomes wins MVP honors. A profound slump in manufacturing and a trade war that has slowed economic growth in China has led to a second round of layoffs at 3M, the Minnesota company that makes Post-it notes as well as industrial coatings and ceramics.
The 1,500 job cuts come on top of the 2,000 jobs the company trimmed less than a year ago. The latest round represents about one and a half of 3M's global workforce. CEO Michael Roman said the cuts will occur across all business groups and geographies. Last month, the Institute for Supply Management reported that U.S. manufacturing activity fell to its slowest level in more than a decade.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg unveiling a tax plan that would target the wealthy, increasing rates on capital gains and corporate gains, as well as introducing a new 5% surtax on incomes over $5 million. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Smashing Walker here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Novak Djokovic wins a record-extending 8th Australian Open Championship. He beat Dominic Thiem 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4, says his season's off to a pretty great start.
I'm super happy with the way I started the season. You know, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year. I've had that privilege to win this big tournament for 8 times and start off the season with a Grand Slam win.
No other man in history of tennis has won this tournament more than 6 times. It's the 17th Grand Slam title for Djokovic, who has 5 titles from Wimbledon, 3 from the U.S. Open, and 1 in the French Open. Only Roger Federer's 20 and Rafael Nadal's 19 top Djokovic's Grand Slam count. As for Thiem, he is 0-3 in Grand Slam finals. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Polls are suggesting an odd split among Americans, with increasing dissatisfaction about the country's direction, yet largely positive views of the economy and how the President Trump is handling it. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more details.
An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll in December found Americans identified the economy, health care, immigration, and the environment as top issues for the government to address in 2020. But few expected much progress. Just 2 in 10 said they were satisfied with the way things are going, while nearly 6 in 10 were dissatisfied, and more expected things to get worse, not better. But in a January poll, 56% of respondents approved of the president's handling of the economy. 2/3 said the economy was in good shape, and only about a quarter expected it to worsen over the next year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do our weekly good deed for the News Talk Radio world. When I say us, a group of talk luminaries are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, joined by Chad Benson, who's a syndicated sort of new age talker. He also does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix.
You make me like sound that? Like Marion Williamson.
Well, that's not all bad if you're in my wheelhouse. I know the rest of you probably think that she's from the word lunatic.
No, not lunatic. Cuckoo! Yeah.
Rich McFadden is the ops director at Radio America. Because she doesn't fit into your wheelhouse, that doesn't mean she's cuckoo. After all, she might think you're
looking
cuckoo.
At her numbers, she doesn't fit into anybody's wheelhouse.
Well, I'd say she did better than you. You didn't run for president.
I yeah, but if I did, I'd do better than she did.
I don't know about that. All right.
Run, why? Because I'm run, mainstream America,
run,
Doug
Steffen. Run, run.
Okay. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and our friend Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm going to go around the room as we go through the stories this week. To see, actually, the only thing that makes any difference, the top four stories are really it. Kobe Bryant is number four, the race is number three, the coronavirus number two, and impeachment is number one. Otherwise, the rest of the stuff. Number 10 is the Grammy Awards. The Super Bowl build-up, I guess, probably, you guys were just talking about somebody bet $550,000 on the one-point spread, and so that changed it. Was that for all betting houses or just this one? How does this work? Richie, you were onto that.
Somebody in Atlantic City at one of the casinos laid down a bunch of money. So, but, yes, it changes the odds all over.
It does. Yeah. How does it do that? How does that work?
Chad is probably the biggest gambler here, but $550,000. When somebody walks into a casino and lays $500,000 down on it, every other odds maker is going to go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
It moves it. What happens is the rest of the houses that take bets start to hear what's going on, and they decided to move it up a half a point, and that's because big money's moving there. Is it an insider, somebody who's got something? They're trying to figure it out. That's the way it kind of goes. So,
Chad, is that they usually see bets like this come in at the last minute. So that they don't change the odds. So what is somebody trying to do by placing this bet early enough so that it does change the odds?
You know, that's a good question. And they were actually asking the same question. They all said the same thing. Normally, this is a Sunday morning kind of thing where somebody rolls in and says, you know what, I'm putting $550,000 down to win $500,000. And next thing you know, it moves it. So this is odd. Maybe he doubles down later on down the road wanting to get something a little bit different. I'm not quite sure. Spreading the money around in other places.
How much you
want
to bet it's Bill Belichick?
How much you want to bet? There you go. There's another bet. Go to betonline.ag if you want to put your money on some good horses. Actually, Harry Hurley.
Well, speaking of horses.
Yes.
Got the Budweiser ad, haven't we? Don't tell me they
pulled seen
that.
Any, have anybody seen or heard any of the ads yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen several of them.
Our good friends in Belgium have decided that their brand Budweiser is so American and diverse. They're putting together this annoying commercial about Budweiser being the beer of diversity. And I'm thinking, really? Thanks, guys.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The all American brewers in Belgium, InBev. Thanks,
bring
guys.
Back Ed McMahon and the horses.
I want you to get together 10 guys who drink Budweiser and show me the diversity in that group.
They're on a porch in Mississippi with beards.
Somebody's wearing a red hat, somebody's got on suspenders,
The beard is a different challenge.
Doug, you've seen the Pac the Kai ad, right?
I have not, Rajiv.
Oh, my God.
No. Is that in behalf of Warren, Elizabeth Warren? What is that?
It's a new commercial for, I think, Hyundai, where it's got this automatic parking feature, and John Krasinski and the girl from Saturday Night Live and some other dude are in Boston, and there's no way he's going to park this car in that spot. And they go the whole 60-second, I keep pocket shot. Did you pocket the Hobbit?
He's not from Boston. If they had been smart, they would have got Matt Damon, they would have got Ben Affleck, and they would have got Mark Wahlberg to the spot.
They got Big Poppy.
Harry Hurley, who does a fabulous show in the morning in Atlantic City, is going to join us to talk about the Trump rally and also the casino with a $550,000 bet in a few minutes. Let's go. You just mentioned Sunday morning. Let's go to the way we woke up Sunday morning to find out that Kobe Bryant had been killed. And at first, my reaction, because I'm in Los Angeles, I was in Los Angeles, I'd go back and forth, but I was in Los Angeles Sunday morning, and I was at an event. Somebody whispered to me, Kobe Bryant was just killed in a helicopter crash. And I at first thought, oh, okay, that didn't, you know, Kobe, I'm not a basketball fan, didn't register that much with me. And then first thing I did was go to the problem that he had 10 years or so ago, and then I put that out of my mind, and I just thought about it was very foggy Sunday morning in Los Angeles, more foggy as you went further north, and then, you know, the details started coming out about what happened. And I guess I want to go around the room and just get a quick, how did this impact you? Rick, were you impacted at all, a lot, not much? What happened when you went on the air Monday with it? Because this is something that sort of has grown over the week.
Yeah, I know. And not being a huge NBA fan, but still it defied what I consider to be our expectations. And everything in the world is about expectations. We don't expect a pilot to make an error flying in the fog, missing the ground by what now is being reported like 20 to 30 feet or something.
Yeah,
I know. And now I think what people, my listeners especially, want to know is, all right, what really happened? And is there a way to make sure this doesn't happen again? Because it really comes down to, in addition to the sadness and this genuine sense of loss that so many people in the Philadelphia area and my listeners here in Delaware feel, also, what about expectations? We don't want this to happen again, right?
Well, by the way, for people who don't know, Kobe Bryant came from Philadelphia. That's why the interest, and that's why I went to you, actually, Rick, first.
Yeah,
what about you,
and
Chad?
So many people here, yeah.
What about
you?
You
know what? I was actually in L.A. at the time. We're down in San Diego, and I was with my son, who loves Kobe Bryant. He's only 9, but just loves Kobe Bryant, loves basketball, and he was devastated by it. It was tragic, absolutely, and it was one of those things where We talked about it this week. The big thing a lot of people wanted to know was, you know, how could something like this happen? You know, why is this guy taking off in the fog and all of these kind of things? But the other thing that a lot of people want to know this week is, how is it that TMZ broke it? And did they give enough time? That was a big question.
The wife didn't know about it when it hit the air.
Well, now, Harvey Levin said on this week on KNX News Radio, we talked to Kobe's people and we talked to Vanessa's people.
Talked to his people. No, she said this, that she didn't. Her closest friend said.
But here's a question: if you have something like that, and he was very right, he said he was talking to reporters. Says if you've got something, are you going to sit on it for 8 hours? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
And if they did, wouldn't somebody else have broke it anyway?
Scoop them. That's it. Yeah. Somebody's
But the other
do
side
it
of it is, how the hell are they everywhere? They are. They're all over LAX.
A lot of stories.
They've got greased palms all over Los Angeles.
Yeah. And let me tell
TMZ
you something.
TMZ breaks a lot of stories. And the other thing that's coming out now is that the company that owned the helicopter was not licensed, according to 3 people who spoke to the New York Times, was not licensed to fly in fog. In fact, I think that none of the companies that flew out of that airport were licensed to fly in those conditions.
Well, they didn't have any. They were grounded. All those helicopters were grounded except that one.
And it appears that it's because they, you know, because usually you could just fly in clear conditions. It was easy. So the pilot was licensed to fly in those conditions, but the company was not licensed to fly in those conditions. So, in fact, he could not fly in those conditions.
So, Richie, your son, did you talk about this with your son? What happened during the week when you had this conversation?
I mean, both my kids know him, even though they didn't grow up watching him. And, you know, they were like, yeah, it's sad. You know what the first thing that hit me, though, was? When you have a well-liked and well-respected celebrity immediately just gone, it's that shock, you know, that you get. And I went back to John Ritter. Doug, remember when John Ritter just, like, he was gone?
Done.
And it shocked everybody. They were just like, "What? How could this be?" And that's the same thing with Kobe for me. It's just like, the guy's young, he's healthy, he's got everything going on, and then he's just gone. A friend of mine posted, how fragile is life?
Very fragile. That's a very good way of looking at it.
Boom.
Yeah. One of the other things that is also not necessarily known widely is how much money this guy was worth. He was very smart.
Over $1 billion.
Business. He made $320 million as a basketball player, and he invested like $10 million in one company, and it returned $100 million. He was very, very smart.
It's also important, I think, to remember that there were some very young girls who died in that helicopter crash.
Yeah, his two children. Oh, yeah, right.
And not only his children, but the other teammates.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose names, exactly. Most of us don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the fellas was from Boston. One of the coaches was a baseball coach from Boston that was involved in this as well. But then, sort of lurking behind the scenes, and nobody really wanted to talk about it because he'd been exonerated from the rape charges, but it did sort of, it filtered in a little bit depending on who you listened to or what you read or, you know, some of the stuff online that got harsh treatment. One of the reporters, wasn't it a Washington Post reporter who got exfoliated, wasn't it?
Yeah, Felicia Sonmez.
Yeah.
That was her name. She got suspended for a few days for retweeting a article that was published 2 years earlier that she did not write about what took place with Kobe on that night in Colorado in 2003.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good move or a bad move on the part of the paper?
It was a horrible move by them. They since have reinstated her. But here's the thing. I think you can't talk about Kobe without talking about the entire body of who he was as a person.
Yeah,
down. Because there are people out there who, you know, feel that he did something. Again, he's not a rapist, right? He was never proven in court. They settled out of court. And he even said, I apologize. I think we had two versions of what took place. He paid her off for $2.5 million. We'll never know the entire story because let's also be honest, there are people out there who take advantage of opportunities like that for money. But sexual assault survivors were saying, hey, wait a minute here. Why aren't we talking about all of this stuff? We're claiming this guy to be a hero. Maybe he
wasn't
a hero.
That's what I said, and I was soundly buffeted and booed by my co-hosts. 21 half the hour, you're listening to Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach. like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute is joining a Supreme Court amicus brief for Espinoza versus Montana Department of Revenue. You see, Montana established a voucher program for private schools. Including religious schools does not violate the Establishment Clause, but excluding them could violate religious freedom.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most. From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots. Nothing is off limits. We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. Back again, focused on what's going on the charts. From Talkers Magazine are the guideline for our conversation on the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week of January 27th to the 31st. The month has gone by very, very quickly. I think it has, anyway. Maybe that's because of all the things that are going on in the world. The impeachment trial is number one on the list. The review, according to the work, the research done by Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crowd, by the way. Also at Talkers.com, you can find this list every week. And Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the focus is no question on the impeachment and where it's going and what it's where it's been. Although I do think that the presidential race and the rallies have a place. We're going to find Harry Hurley in a morning. In a moment from Atlantic City. But in the meantime, let's go. Rick, let's talk about how you and your audience view this. Oh, Harry is there.
If you're looking to purchase.
Hey, Mayor, let me jump in. I think we're going to be able to do this now, and we'll be right back with you.
All right. We
hey,
can do
Harry,
this now.
Guys, how you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
It is great to be with you. Always an honor to be on the Doug Steffen Show.
All right. So this is the Talk Radio Review, where you have a bunch of talk radio hosts from around the country who are going to be listening to you as you describe your experiences, because you are one of the lucky ones that got into the Trump rally this week. By the way, Harry is the morning host. It's Harry. It's Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's most listened to talk station. And so you have been a fan of Trump's. A lot of people wanted to know what you thought. I don't want to know what you thought because I know what you think. I want to know what you experienced.
Yeah.
What did you experience?
By the way, not just a fan, former executive for President
Trump.
Oh,
that's
right. He hired me, interviewed me. Yeah,
right.
So it's more than that, not just a fan. I know him. Here's what I experienced. I experienced something
That's never happened in any listener of the Doug Steffen Show. That's never happened in your lifetime. 180,000 people at least requested a ticket. Tens of thousands of people showed up. And in Little Wildwood, New Jersey, Doug Steffen, the biggest requested interest for a Trump rally in the history of the Trump presidency took place this past Tuesday. It was positive. It was polite. I've never seen so many tens of thousands of people behave so properly. We're living in very divided times. And here's another thing that would shock, I think, a lot of your listeners. Brad Parscale, who's a cybermetrics genius, he calculated that the rally attendees were 25.3% Democrat.
Really?
At a Trump rally. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
You wouldn't think that. If you asked that question, they would say false. 10% of the rally attendees did not vote in 2016. The rally was, even by Democrat political analysts who commentated on it afterwards, it was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to ask you one more question because we're tight on time here. You're in Atlantic City. Somebody brought in a bet for $550,000 for the 1-point spread, and now that's changed everything. Are you talking about that down there? That's pretty amazing.
We just talked about it. The spread is now 1.5. Kansas City is the favorite. I want Andy Reid, our former Eagles coach, to win his first Super Bowl. It's been 15 years since he's been in a Super Bowl. I'm going with Big Red.
Good for you. All right, Harry, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you. Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, his experience at the Trump rally, which is certainly something that's on the minds of lots of people. The presidential race, number 3 this week on the countdown, 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine of the top news talk stories and the people on that list from this past week. Joining me on the dais, if you will, sort of a virtual dais, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix, and also the mid-morning host on Radio America. Rich McFadden is at Radio America, and Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. radio company. Both Victoria, who grew up in England, and Chad have some thoughts on Brexit, even though it's just outside the top ten. I believe it'll be something, as people understand. Well, people I don't think really understand what's going on. They just hear the stories about England getting out of the European Union. And most people don't understand.
Well, it's actually happening on Friday, at the end of this week. So it's going to be.
Well, it isn't. The removal process starts and is completed by the end of the year.
Right.
I understand.
Nothing changes tomorrow when you wake up, but it's the sense of it's finally over, done and dusted.
Really isn't, and you know that as well as I do. When they realize the reality of what they've done and what a mess. I don't even understand. Help me understand, both Victoria and Chad. The mindset of Boris Johnson, this seems like a ride into Never Never Land from what I know.
Well, Boris Johnson wants to win, and he wants stay in power.
How do you stay in power when you ruin the economy of the country?
He wanted to win election. He's won it. Dominic Cummings, his Rasputin, wants him to stay in power, and that's what he wants. He's promising a new dawn, so it will be a new dawn, and it'll be a much smaller dawn. Britons are feverishly reading stories about what's going to happen to their pet passports after Brexit, you know, because at the moment you can take your pet dog, cat or ferret from the UK to the EU and back again without quarantine, because, of course, quarantine is extremely strict in the UK, and that could change. So that's the kind of thing that worries Britons. So that's going to change. And, of course, the border in Ireland and Northern Ireland could become a problem. And that could mean that there could be an increase in violence. Scotland wants a referendum, which, of course, Johnson is saying no to. What is going to happen to the economy? We don't know. Certainly Britain is smaller. And a bigger story, really, than this even, although this is huge for Britain, is that Boris Johnson made the most astonishingly stupid decision this week, even by Johnson standards, which was to allow Huawei to be part of Britain's 5G network. Donald Trump had put pressure on Britain. The Five Eyes, which is the five nations that share intelligence, of which Britain and America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand are all part of, had said no, 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 because it means China will be part of your, will know what your intelligence is. And Boris Johnson has said, no, we'll have Huawei as part of our 5G.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like the smartest guy in the world. Chad, go ahead.
You know what? It's interesting because that's going to really, like, our relationship with them when it comes to sharing information now, as well as several others, is going to be pulled back because not that we don't trust you, but we don't trust the people that are listening to you, and you've made it easier for them to spy on you. And she's right. That is a big story that isn't getting talked about much. And the other thing that's getting talked, the Premier League is the biggest soccer league in the world. A lot of the reasons for that is because, well, Europeans can come over because of being part of the EU and not have to worry about getting a work permit. And now they're talking about, well, what's going to happen with this? Are we going to have everybody get a permit and it's going to be tough for them to come over and play? There's a lot of things that's going on.
It's because we're the best, and it's because Liverpool's 16 points in the league.
So, yeah, Liverpool's won this thing. This thing is overdone and dusted.
Well, it depends whether we get some serious injuries.
It's over. It's over. Man United, right. Man City is not playing well enough to catch.
Richie, you had something to say. Go ahead, Richie.
The whole Brexit thing, isn't it really just kind of part of the populist movement? Isn't it really about the Brits being tired of not being a sovereign nation anymore and being told by France and Germany and Denmark and everybody?
No.
Could you imagine, what would people that live in the United States, what would Americans think if all of a sudden Canada was overruling our Supreme Court?
Here's what's going to happen in your lifetime.
The
United States of America will be Canada and Mexico with the United States. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but
sooner or
it'll
later,
be part of the United States. We certainly won't become part of Mexico.
You have a misunderstanding of how, unfortunately, and I hate to say that, but that's a misunderstanding of how the EU worked.
How the EU was supposed to work. It was supposed to be an economic alliance.
Right, overrule the Supreme Court. For example, we've had some major Supreme Court rulings recently, and the EU isn't overruling them, except in cases where there are EU laws. So,
right.
For example, there have been some Me Too cases.
We need to move off of this. We got other things we got to talk about. Speaking of the Supreme Court, how does everybody think John Roberts is doing with the impeachment trial? If you don't ask...
Is he there?
Yes. And he's not... That's exactly what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be just there. It's like a referee. The best referees are the ones you go, I didn't even know there was a ref out there. Because they're not part of the proceedings. Outside of the tiff with Rand Paul, I think he's doing an okay job.
Yeah. All right, so anybody else? Rick, what has the context of the impeachment trial been on your radio program at WDEL this week?
So if I had a one-word consensus of folks on the right and the left who called the show, I would say that would be annoyance.
Who cares?
They're just really annoyed by the whole thing. And all the details are just minor annoyances, all added up to the one big, gigantic chunk of annoyance.
I
will tell you what John Roberts is interested in doing, and I think he has succeeded in this very much so. John Roberts is an institutionalist, and he's interested in protecting the reputation of the Supreme Court.
Okay, so how does that play into how he's doing in this particular instance?
Well, I mean, he views the three branches of government as separate and equal.
Sacrosanct,
and,
yeah.
And he wants to keep the Supreme Court out of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I may, let me add this. So if there's a 50-50 vote, you have Democrats expecting John Roberts to make a decision. He doesn't want any of that, does he?
Yeah. No, he's going to pull away from it, and I don't think he will make a decision, which means the tie goes essentially to the runner, and because of that, the Democrats will lose, and that's it. He doesn't have to make a decision. He doesn't have to rule. He's already said, I want you guys to sort this out for yourself. I'm here to basically keep the peace and to make sure that everything's done above board. And the president of the Senate is the vice president, but he can't vote in this because, A, he could be voting for Trump because of the biasness, but also he could say, well, I'd like to get rid of Trump, and if we get rid of Trump, I could be president.
Yeah. Good point.
All right, so while we're at the Supreme Court, there was a ruling this week. Number 6 on the countdown story list is the ruling on immigration, health care, that sort of thing. So how did that play in any or all of your programs? I think maybe Chad and Rick would be good on this front. What did you get out of the conversations on the air regarding this? You're in Phoenix. So maybe this really plays there more than anywhere else, do you think, Chad?
You know, immigration is always a huge thing here, and a lot of people are frustrated because it was such a hot topic when the kids were in cages. And then, of course, you know, they have the attention span of a gnat. Something else pops up, and we have a chance to get rid of Trump, and away they go, and we never talk about it again. And that's the frustration a lot of people feel. And I talk to a ton of people here about immigration on a weekly basis. We usually have some sort of roundtable here, and they're really, really, really just kind of over this entire way that they feel they've been tossed to the back, unless it's a political situation for them to profit on.
Let me just bridge something here for a moment, then we have to pause. The listeners in WDEL, my sense is, but you'll have to correct me, Rick, even though you're right of center with your attitude, but you're not crazy like some of these hardcore, really right-wing national hosts like Levin and the kid that's on Westwood, Camp Shapiro. So, I think I'll address this to you, Chad, too, because I don't get the sense that KTAR is either. I mean, the hosts take a sort of right of center point of view, but I don't get the sense from either of you or about the stations you work on that they are these rabid right-wing stations. Am I right or wrong?
No.
Well, I will say this, Yeah, for those of us here in Delaware, WDEL is a Delaware radio station, and I would describe it this way. We are primarily a news radio station that happens to have a couple of talk shows, and I'm very blessed to be one of those talk show hosts.
Oh, you're a good host.
Delaware
and it's a good
station. Well, thank you. Delaware is very, very blue, what we say north of the canal, which is the northern half of the state, and more red down in Sussex County. We only have 3 counties, right? The whole state is the size of maybe one small county in Oklahoma. So we packed a bunch of people into this small state. And downstate, it's pretty red. Upstate, it's pretty blue. So when you have a state where 48% of the people who are registered voters are indeed Democrats, you're going to get a lot of variety of opinions.
Chad, is your station all local, or do they take some of the syndicated fare?
No, we're all local. We have we have Dave Ramsey on, but outside of that, everything here is local, and it is. And we have like a news kind of morning show, and then that's a little bit more newsy with a very little commentary, and then the rest of it is our news shows and our talk shows. And by and large, actually, you know, one of the things that people complain about, you know, on the right is we're not right enough because everybody thinks everybody on talk radio is right.
Yeah.
But we've been called by many, including the Trump campaign, as a never Trumper station because several of the hosts here can't stand Trump. But when it comes to immigration, that is one thing where everybody kind of comes together and they're viewed as the right side of the aisle station because they feel like, you know, being in the middle of it, you know, seeing what's going on. I mean, we were having people dropped off here in Greyhound buses by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the frustration level was through the roof, and it is very frustrating. And so we'd like to see something done, But we're not the crazy rabid, like, let's build the wall and kick everybody out, but we would like a solution.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. We'll spend a moment on the coronavirus as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, in melanoma checks, A is for asymmetry.
Typically, a lesion will be symmetrical if it's normal.
Dermatologist Dr. Juan Carlos Martinez says an asymmetric lesion can signal trouble. The B in this test is for border.
You want to have smooth borders, like an even oval shape or an even circular shape.
Dr. Martinez says irregular or scalloped borders can indicate melanoma.
C is for color. If you start to see three or more different distinct colors within a single lesion, that's something that may warrant biopsy or further inspection.
D is for diameter. A lesion larger than 6 millimeters, about the size of a pencil eraser, should be evaluated, especially if it has any of the other features mentioned.
And E is probably the most important of those.
E is for evolving. Is the mole changing over time?
That may be something that needs to be more carefully evaluated or possibly even biopsied.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from the folks at Talkers Magazine come up with this list at number 10, Harvey Weinstein. He's actually going to trial. At number 9, somebody who may have to go to trial, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 8, Kobe Bryant. And number 7, and number 6, and number 5, all the various candidates. 4, focus on John Roberts and the job he's doing in the impeachment trial. Number 3, Mitch McConnell tied with Adam Schiff. The two of them grandstanding at the impeachment trial. Number 2, John Bolton, and number 1, Donald Trump. There's no, there's nothing there that wasn't expected when you look at that list. Again, with the top 4 items being all about Kobe Bryant, the presidential race, the coronavirus, and the impeachment trial. So all this stuff fits together very nicely. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting all this together so we can talk about it every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Victoria Jones, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and Chad Benson, the coronavirus. Who's worried about this? Anybody worried? You're going to get
nope.
this?
My no. kids, because they watch, they see the news, they see it pop up online. Dad, what's going on? Right. And the news scares the living bejesus out of
just
them.
Just tell them that 70,000 people will die of the flu, the regular flu this year in America, and that should put everything. Already 8,200 people have died in this country the first month of this year.
That's good. Scare them by scaring them. That's a solid. Hey, guys, I'd like to make you feel better. This is way worse, and you're more likely to get it. God bless you. Sleep
right.
well.
Calm
or
down
or if you like, you could just confuse them by saying, don't worry, kids, more people die than are born. Mm-hmm. They have to think about that for a minute and then move on.
Right. That'd probably be a good thing, actually. We need to cut the population of the planet down. One of the things I talked about on the DJV show this week was how many people... Yes, yes, really. We need to have fewer people on the planet. We need
to get
rid of...
You're going to use it as a means of culling?
I'm not sure.
You sound like Greta Thunberg.
Well...
That is not what she advocates.
We're going to see how we end our conversation with all of these experts.
We're going to wrap this segment up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for being here. To be continued next week here, the Talk Radio Review. I think we'll pull the plug on this right now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Deborah's home was stolen. No, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity, gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 30, wait a minute, no, it's 53 past the hour. Time for us to check the top five stories. It's Tech Talk time. And the review for this week comes from Victoria Keelan, who has studied all of this stuff from five to number one. At number five, Victoria, Tinder is working on problems that people who use their app have when dates don't go the right way.
Yeah, it's true. Tinder is following in Uber's lead, and they're adding in-app safety features for dates that become unsafe. And so Tinder has added this new panic button. It alerts safety authorities if something goes wrong during a date. And so Tinder has the ability to check in. They also give people the ability to check in with friends so that your friends know where you are when you're on a date with someone. And users are going to receive, this is all free tools. It started this week. There's a new section in the app called the Safety Center. That's where you can go and you can download this new safety feature. And it's actually a really smart idea. People, if you think about it, every single day there's a new story about someone, you know, do it in Uber or in a Lyft having some sort of crazy issue, whether it's something really severe like sexual assault or just, you know, a ride gone wrong. And so it's for dating, it's really no different. So I think it's a smart thing. The parent company of Tinder is Match.com. They also own OkCupid and Hinge, and so we will also they are all going to get the same safety features, but they started with Tinder.
Really? Okay. Number four, Apple has made a lot of money this year iPhones, what a surprise. Yes, no. A lot of people are buying
new iPhones.
This
actually was a big surprise because Apple had an all-time record earnings for the 3 months ending in December, the final quarter. They had a revenue of $91.8 billion. It's actually up 9% from the same period last year. The reason that this was such great news for iPhone is because the iPhone sales were really lacking. And I don't know if it's just that people had an iPhone 7 or maybe an iPhone 8 or even an iPhone 10, and they weren't really looking to upgrade anymore. But now with the new iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro, it has an incredible new camera system. It can be submerged in water. It has a lot of the updates that people have been looking for, and that, I think, pushed people into the important holiday season, and that really pushed people ahead into upgrading.
All right. Number three, pre-orders for the Razr phone.
Yeah, well, the Motorola Razr actually has been really buzzing about right now, and it's the foldable screen, and it's already back-ordered. It's supposed to be available February 6th. Now you're looking at the end of February for this $1,500 phone. If this is what you want, I would still say, and I have been cautioning all along, know what you're getting, because this is a thin, plastic, bendable screen. They have a lot of warnings already that it's going to have lumps and bumps. That's supposedly normal, which I don't think that's normal. If it gets any water at all on it, you have to dry it very quickly. You have to close it before you put it into your pocket, which lets you know how delicate it really is. I think that in the warning section of Motorola, I think that this is something that should just steer people away from it. But technophiles who just love to get the latest and greatest of everything, they're really rushing to buy it.
Fabulous new stuff. Woo-ha! Number two, if you want to go into outer space with us, here's SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get on these new satellites that they're
going to. Not yet. SpaceX launched its fourth batch of internet beaming satellites this week, and they launched another 60. These are small satellites. They were fired into orbit at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and this batch joins the more than 170 that are already there. All in all, they want more than 30,000 satellites up in the air, and they've been approved for 10,000. They're seeking approval for 30,000. It's a lot of space junk, and some people are saying that it actually is going to be too crowded in the sky and that it might be detrimental. But the ultimate goal of what SpaceX is doing is they're going to offer affordable internet service to parts of the United States and Canada by the middle of this year. Rural places that do not have broadband internet access, and we know how, and from the farm show, Doug, you know, we know how important this is to survival for so many businesses for farmers. So I think ultimately it's a great thing. Facebook's been trying to do the same thing, but Elon Musk and Tesla, you know, he plows right ahead with stuff, and he's got a pretty great success rate. I'll give him that.
Number one this week, those damn LED bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LED bulbs are great for your electric bill, but it turns out they're really bad for your skin. All the visible light, the blue light that comes from these LED bulbs, dermatologists are now weighing in saying this can speed up the aging process of your skin. And so if you do wear makeup every day, that's actually a good news, because it has iron oxide in it, and it ends up being a physical barrier. If you don't, you can wear a brush-on SPF if you stare at a screen all day. It might be worth looking into.
All right, those are the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRongstrup. The Trump administration is defending its decision to declare a public health emergency because of the coronavirus.
As the viral disease continues to spread from China, the U.S. issued an emergency proclamation and announced temporary travel restrictions affecting both citizens and foreign nationals. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the actions are prudent and temporary.
The risk is low of transmissibility. The risk of contracting the disease is low. But our job is to keep that risk low as much as we can by taking appropriate preventative steps.
Restrictions will affect U.S. citizens traveling from China's Hubei province and foreign nationals thought to be a risk. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her government's banning foreign nationals from arriving from mainland China as worries continue of the virus escalating worldwide.
New Zealand permanent residents and citizens who have been in mainland China will continue to be able to return home. They will be required to go into isolation for a period of 14 days.
Meanwhile, the 14-day ban applies to foreigners leaving China, but not to New Zealand residents. New Zealand also raised its travel advice for China to do not travel, which is the highest level. Patrick Mahomes needed just the waning minutes of Super Bowl 54 Sunday to end a whole lot of frustration. It was a championship 50 years in the making for the Chiefs and a two-decade wait for an NFL title for Coach Andy Reid. And all it took was falling behind by double digits in the postseason once again. Then Mahomes found his mojo. The 24-year-old quarterback, who was selected Super Bowl MVP, led the Chiefs to 21 straight points in the final 6 minutes, 13 seconds, for a 31-20 win Sunday over the San Francisco 49ers at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Martin Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Bad Boys for Life did a three-peat at the box office this Super Bowl weekend. We get the latest from Ben Thomas.
I'm done, Mike. I'm retiring.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence remain firmly entrenched at number one in theaters. Bad Boys for Life is number one for a third weekend in a row, adding $17.6 million in a typically slow Super Bowl weekend in theaters. In fact, the top three was unchanged.
Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack.
Second is 1917, a Best Picture nominee at next weekend's Oscars, followed by Doolittle in third.
I'm called Gretel, and this rough one here is my brother Hansel.
Gretel and Hansel, a horror flick take on the fairy tale.
Tell me how you came to be in my womb.
Debuts in fourth. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Slumping Nissan Motor is offering voluntary separation packages to many of its U.S. workers as it tries to resize itself to match lower sales.
The Japanese automaker wouldn't say how many employees it is targeting to leave, how much money it expects to save, or give details of the severance offers. The offers are being made to factory and white-collar workers over the age of 52. Nissan's U.S. sales were down almost 10% last year, with the Nissan brand down 8.7% and its Infiniti luxury brand off 21.1%. Many analysts expect total U.S. auto sales to drop this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Earlier in January, Nissan made its U.S. employees take 2 unpaid furlough days. The company has more than 20,000 U.S. workers concentrated mainly at its U.S. headquarters in Franklin, Tennessee, and factory complexes in Mississippi and Tennessee. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda on organ donation. 54% of adults say if circumstances allow at the time of their death, they want to help someone in need of a transplant. A single donor can save 8 lives with their organs.
Most commonly are the heart, the lungs, both lungs, so it could help 2 patients, the liver, the kidneys, which are there too, and the pancreas.
Donor tissues can help another 75 people. Transplant surgeon Dr. Charles Rosen says signing up as a donor is simple.
Now, we've got, in almost every state, either driver's license designation or designation on a registry so that people can actually make a decision and that decision can be binding.
The United Network for Organ Sharing maintains a free national online registry at registerme.org. Dr. Rosen also recommends a personal step.
I always encourage people to share their decisions with family members as well so they may not be taken back by that decision.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Dennis Doda.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first, the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny Program. And later we'll leave the comedies behind and solve the Yellow Talon murder case with the expert help of Mr. Keen, tracer of lost persons. At the end of our last show, Jack and Mary were on their way to the Santa Anita Racetrack to bet on the ponies. And as we resume, they'll be joined by the great Frank Nelson in his usual role of a wisecracking waiter. And also listen for Sheldon Leonard as the racetrack tout. Mel Blanc is the PA announcer. And also taking in the races are Jack's neighbors, Oscar-winning actor Ronald Coleman, and his wife, Benita Hume, with Dennis Day and Don Wilson. It's from March 6, 1949.
Gee, there's sure a big crowd here at the track.
Yeah, and I feel lucky today. I'm sure Audacious Man is going to win.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 5th race was a photo finish. We'll have the results in one moment.
Oh, gosh, Jack, we missed 5 races already.
Well, I don't care. I'm only interested in the 6th one. Say, Mary, let's go out and get a hot dog.
But, Jack, we're in the clubhouse. Let's have lunch here.
Well. All right. A waiter. Waiter.
Yeah.
We'd like to get something to eat. What would you suggest?
A bib. You look like the sloppy type.
Never mind that. Now, what can we get in a hurry?
Well, we have roast pork, corned beef, leg of lamb, sirloin tips, and bacon and eggs.
And bacon and eggs sound good. Are the eggs fresh?
Ooh, are they?
Oh, well, I'll have that. Mary, how about you, Mary? Would you like bacon and eggs?
Ooh, would I?
Mary, just bring us our orders, waiter, as quickly as you can.
Yes, sir, and I'll seat you at that table over there. That's number one.
Table number one, thank you. Now, Mary, let's look over that list of entries for the next race. I want to see if...
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
Come here a minute.
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, Madam Mary. What is it?
You gonna eat here?
Yeah.
What table?
Table one.
Uh-uh.
What?
Take number 9.
Why? What's wrong with table one?
Bad position. It's on the rail. Number 9 is on the outside. You won't get boxed in.
Well, look, I'm very happy with table 1.
Think it over, Bud. Number 1 is a card table.
A card table?
Yeah, yeah. If it carries too much weight, its legs will fold.
Gee, I never thought of that.
Now look at the breeding on table number 9.
The breeding?
It's by Bite's Eye Maple out of Grand Rapids.
Gosh, I didn't even think they knew each other.
Get wise, bud. Think it over.
Okay. Thanks for the tip. Say, Mary. Mary, have you decided yet what horse you're going to...
Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, the last race was a photo finish, but you won't know the results till tomorrow.
That's strange.
The picture turned out so good that we've decided to show it at your neighborhood theater.
Mary, have you figured out yet what horse you're going
to...
Your
bacon and eggs are ready. I put them on table number 1.
Number 1? Do you think I'm a sucker? Put it on number 9.
Number 9?
Yes, number 9.
Okay. You make me sick.
Well, you're no health resort for me either. Now, come on, Mary. When we finish eating, we'll walk around. There are probably a lot of people around here we know.
Benita, may I have your pencil?
Here you are, Ronnie. I'm so glad you brought me to the races today. This is my first time, you know.
Yes, I know. Now, let's see. In this next race...
And, darling, did you notice the women? Most of them are wearing some lovely things...
Benita, please. I'm trying to pick a horse for the next race.
But, Ronnie, you don't have to do all that figuring. Why not just bet on the winner?
Just bet on the winner?
Well, certainly. Isn't horse racing like wrestling? Don't they know ahead of time?
I'm afraid now, darling. You see, horse racing is a sport. Wrestling is just something they use to sell television sets. Benita, would you like some coffee?
I'm not going into the clubhouse with you carrying that Oscar under your arm.
That's just it. We won't have to go to the restaurant for coffee. That's why I brought my Oscar.
What?
Well, you see, the head screws off. I made it into a thermos bottle.
Oh, darling, you shouldn't have done that. It was quite an honor winning the Academy Award. By the way, what picture do you think will win this year?
Oh, I don't know, Benita. There are so many good ones to choose from. There's Johnny Belinda, Treasure of Sierra Madre, Hamlet.
What about Nightmare Alley?
Oh, Nightmare Alley is not a new picture.
Oh, it is?
No, they took the horn blows at midnight and ran it backwards. Oh, let me see. I just can't decide on a horse for this next race.
Well, Ronnie, why don't you bet on the horse that Mervyn LeRoy told you about?
Oh, yes. He gave me Early Bird, and he knows horses. Yes, and look, it's a long shot, too. Well, that settles it. That's the horse I'm going to bet on, Early Bird.
Good for you. Oh, my, what a big crowd here today. Seems as though everyone we... Oh, Ronnie.
Yeah, what is it, Benita?
Look to your left, 6 hours over.
Who is it?
Jack Benny.
What?
Do if he sees us.
I don't know about you, Benita, but I'm going down to the starting gate and run around the track.
Well, shake hands with your jockey.
No, look, Benita, are you sure that's Benny? Let's have a look through those field glasses. Yes, it's Jack, all right.
You're looking through the wrong end.
I know what I'm doing, darling. It puts him farther away from me.
Is Mary with him?
I don't know. I just lost him in the crowd.
Say, Jack, the next race will be on in a few minutes. Aren't you going to make your bet?
Yes, Mary. $5 on Audacious Man.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Dennis.
Dennis, I didn't know you came to the races.
Oh, sure. I just cleaned up on a horse in the fourth race. Number 12.
Number 12? What was the horse's name?
Who cares about his name? It's the number that's important. That's my system.
You've got a system?
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, according to your system, how come you bet on number 12?
Well, I took the jockey's weight, which is 105, and then I divided it by 3 because this is the third month of the year, and that makes 35.
Uh-huh.
And then I subtracted my age, which is 26, and 26 from 35 leaves 9.
Uh-huh.
And then I added 3 and bet on number 12.
Wait a minute, Dennis. I followed you all the way down to 9. Why did you add 3?
How else can you get to 12?
Oh.
Dennis, you shouldn't be here at all. You don't know anything about horses.
Oh, don't be too sure about that, Toots. I know all about races and betting. I follow every racetrack in the country.
Oh, you know all about betting, eh? Well, let me ask you something. What's a mutual?
That's a network that didn't offer you a job.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd know.
Say, Mr. Benny, I meant to tell you, you were sensational on the Ford Theater Friday night. Simply wonderful.
Oh, did you hear it, kid?
No.
Then who told you how good I was?
You did.
Oh, yes, yes. Come on, let's go over to the $5 window, Mary, and... Hey, Mary, look down there.
Where?
Down that aisle. Isn't that Ronnie and Benita Coleman?
Oh, yes.
Well, come on, let's go over and talk to them.
Jack, they came to the track to enjoy themselves. Now, leave them alone.
But, Mary, if they knew I was here and didn't stop to say hello, they'd be heartbroken. Now, come on, right down this aisle. Gee, Ronnie is handsome. I wonder how I'd look in a mustache.
Well, they don't look good on everybody. Now, take my sister, Babe.
Oh, be quiet. Your sister, Babe.
Hello, Benita.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Jack. Why, Ronnie, look who's here.
Well, hello, Ronnie. Aren't you surprised at meeting me here?
Oh, am I?
You know, Ronnie, there must be 100 people here that I know, and yet I just had to come over and say hello to you.
Well, thank you, Jack. Now, don't keep the other 99 waiting.
Oh, I can see them later. Say, Ronnie, what horse are you going to bet on?
Coming out on the track are the horses for the sixth race.
Ronnie, have you picked your horse yet for the next race?
Yes, Jack.
Come here a minute. Huh? Who are you betting on?
Early Bird.
Uh-uh.
What?
Early Bird hasn't got it.
Jack!
Mary, I'm only going to tell him to bet on my horse. Look, Ronnie, forget about Early Bird and put your money on Audacious Man. He'll win by 8 lengths.
Ah, Jack, my mind is made up. I'm going to play Early Bird.
But look, Ronnie, it's silly to come out here and just bet on any horse, especially after driving 6 hours to get to the track.
Well, in my car, it's 40 minutes.
Gee. Look, Ronnie, I've been studying these horses all season. I know what I'm talking about. Audacious Man can't lose.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, but I'm betting on Early Bird.
Well, okay, Ronnie, it's your dough, but don't say I didn't tell you.
The horses are nearing the starting gate.
Well, I'm going up the window to make my bet. $5 on the nose.
Now, if you girls will excuse me, I'll go up and place my bet, too.
Ronnie?
Yes, Benita?
Jack Benny is betting $5 on Audacious Man.
I know.
Well, Ronnie, if Jack bets $5 on a horse, he must know something.
Well, no, I don't care. I'm going to stick with Early Bird.
But, darling, think of it. Jack Benny betting $5.
Benita, maybe you're right. I'll take his advice and play Audacious Man. I'll be back.
Benita, it's fun coming to the races once in a while, isn't it?
Yes, I've enjoyed it tremendously. In fact, Ronnie and I are making a day of it. On the way home, we're stopping off for dinner at the Sportsman's Lodge.
The Sportsman's Lodge? Jack is having dinner there, too.
Oh, well, please don't mention it in front of Ronnie. I've got my heart set on going.
The horses are in the starting gate.
Well, I did it, Benita. I bet on Jack's horse. $100 on Audacious Man.
Good.
Now they're all lined up. They'll start as soon as they can quiet Autocrat. He's a little fractious. He's dancing around a bit. Whoops, he backed out of the gate. Now he's dancing back into the gate. As you know, Autocrat was trained by Arthur Murray.
Say, this is exciting.
And there they go! Went in front, Natural is second, Straddle is third, Early Bird is fourth, and Audacious Man.
Come on, Audacious Man.
Ronnie, stop waving her off. Her coughing is coming out of its ear. I wonder what happened to Jack.
Coming around the far turn, it's still Hedgewood in front. Natural is second, Straddle is third. Audacious Man is now fourth by half a length. Then Hellet Squad.
Come on, Audacious Man. Audacious Man.
Driving down the home stretch, it's Straddle in front.
Here I am, kids.
Hedgewood is second. Audacious Man is third. And here comes Triplicate and Early Bird.
Come on.
And now coming into the finish stretch, it's Straddle, Triplicate and Hedgewood. And coming up fast on the outside, it's Early Bird. It's Straddle and Early Bird. It's Straddle and Early Bird. Now Early Bird is pounding hard. They cross the finish line, and it's Early Bird, the winner by half the length.
Ronnie, we won. We won.
What do you mean, we won?
I bet on your horse, Early Bird.
You what? Jack, do you mean that when you left here, you didn't bet on Audacious Man?
No, you talked me out of it. Ronnie, what are you so unhappy about?
Jack Benny, I bet on the horse you gave me.
You did? Ronnie, how could you be so silly? Ooh.
Benita, you shouldn't have done that. He's wearing glasses.
Well, I don't blame her.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American Heart Association is in need of $5 million to carry on their fight against the nation's leading cause of death. This money is needed to develop more local heart association, which will serve the community by unifying all local medical, nursing, and welfare services into one effective program. So please send your contributions to your local heart association or the American Heart Association, Box 500, New York City. Open your heart. Give to fight heart disease. Thank you.
Oh, Ronnie, what's the difference if you did lose? We had fun here at the races.
I don't mind losing, Benita, but why did I let Benny talk me into betting on his horse? I should have my head examined.
And now, coming across the line of finish is Audacious Man.
Go on, you glowpot. Your mother wears blinkers.
A great episode of the Jack Benny program from the evening of March 6th, 1949. Just a couple of months earlier, Benny had jumped from NBC to CBS. After that, network's head William Paley lured him away with some creative tax loopholes that eventually earned the comedian millions of dollars. Some other top NBC radio stars made the same leap, including Red Skelton and Edgar Bergen. Well, joining Jack in that episode, indeed, was Oscar-winning British actor Ronald Colman and his wife, Benita Hume. They appeared on the series a number of times, playing Jack's exasperated Beverly Hills neighbors. The Colemans' work on the show was so well received, it led to their very own radio comedy. Known as The Halls of Ivy and created by Fibber McGee and Molly head writer Don Quinn, it would air on NBC from 1950 till 52, and also spent a season on television. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on. Up next on When Radio Was, we shift to a little crime solving, as Bennett Kilpak as Mr. Keene solves the Yellow Talon murder case. It begins right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Aces.
Remember that sound from the Jetsons? While we haven't seen any flying cars out there just yet, drones have become commonplace. In fact, UPS is working to bring drones into their delivery workforce. Paul Gasper from UPS explains.
We were just awarded the first certification in the U.S. to actually operate a drone airline.
and we're already doing this. For example, I know in Atlanta, we're actually utilizing drones to move lab requirements from either lab facility to a hospital or vice versa. Historically, what's happened is they would have to have a fleet of people to actually wait for those products and actually deliver those products, wait in traffic, get them to come back. Well, now that eliminates that requirement, speeds up the actual lab requirements to get to that final destination.
More info is at UPS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, was produced by the married couple of Frank and Ann Hummert and debuted in 1937 and did not leave the airwaves until 1955. For most of that run, Bennett Kilfack played the kindly yet effective Mr. Keen. The English actor was born on February 6th, way back in the year 1883, and initially moved to the United States in an attempt to find work as an engineer. Failing to do so, he gave acting a try. Now, his career was put on hold as Kilpak would serve in the Royal Flying Corps during World War I, based in Canada. After the war, though, he continued his stage career, and he started to show up in radio as well, with roles on Gangbusters, The Goldbergs, The Shadow, and Grand Central Station. Of course, he would always be best remembered, though, as Mr. Keen, appearing as the character in more than 1,300 broadcasts. Here he is in the Yellow Talon murder case, from September 22, 1949.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aniston and Colinos present Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, one of the most famous characters of American fiction in one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday at the same time, the famous old investigator takes from his file and brings to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Tonight's case is entitled The Yellow Talon Murder Case. Our scene opens in the study of a country home on the Hudson River, some 50 miles from New York. An attractive, auburn-haired young woman has just entered the room. And as she shakily picks up the telephone and dials the number, it is obvious that she is under some frightful strain.
Operator. I've been trying to get the police. It's a matter of life and death. Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, hello? 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 No. No. Don't kill me. Don't.
Can I help you, young fella?
Are you Mr. Keene?
Oh, I'm Mike Clancy, his partner. Mr. Keene's in his private office. Did you and this young lady have an appointment with him?
No, I just hoped I'd get a chance to see him right away. It's rather important.
Please, tell him Philip Carter's here. It's terribly urgent.
Oh, here's the boss now.
Mike, do you have the Roberts folder?
Are you Mr. Keene, sir?
Yes.
My name is Philip Carter, and this is my fiancée, Eloise Gray. Could you possibly give us a few minutes of your time, sir? I'd be very grateful.
Just what is it you want to see me about, Philip?
A murder, Mr. Keene.
It's Philip's sister, Helen. She was killed last night in Philip's home.
Saints preserve us, but we didn't read anything about it in the papers, young fella.
The family estate is 50 miles from here, on the Hudson.
Now, suppose you give me the details, Philip.
My sister, Helen, was found in the study about midnight by our Uncle Jonathan. He's been living with us ever since the death of our parents years ago.
I'll never forget last night as long as I live, Mr. Keene. I saw Helen's body, too.
You were in the house at the time of the crime, Heloise?
I was asleep. Philip's uncle woke me up and sent me into town for the police. The phone wires had been cut.
How was Helen Carter killed?
That was the most horrible thing of all, Mr. Keene.
My sister had been strangled, and her throat was terribly lacerated. It was as if some gigantic bird with sharp talons or claws had attacked her.
A bird? Saints preserve us.
What made you think of a bird, Philip?
Because of this. It was found near my sister's body. The police permitted me to bring it here when I told them I was going to ask you to enter the case, Mr. Keene.
Well, let me see that, Philip. Mike, what do you make of this?
Well, it looks like a talon, Mr. Keene. A yellow claw.
Yes, the type of claw an eagle or a hawk might have. If it actually came from a bird, the bird must have been gigantic. What other facts are there to the case, Philip?
Well, according to Uncle Jonathan, he was awakened around midnight by some kind of horrible scream. At first he thought it was one of his pets, but later he changed his mind.
What kind of pets does your uncle keep?
Falcons. Uncle Jonathan Briggs is an eccentric, I guess. He's been a little peculiar ever since he lost his fortune years ago and came to live with us. We've been supporting him. But it hasn't been difficult. Dad left a very considerable estate when he died.
Your Uncle Jonathan and your fiancée, Miss Eloise, were the only people in the house at the time of your sister's murder?
Yes, Mr. Keene. My sister Helen had a personal maid, Amy Parrish, but she had taken the evening off and she didn't return until very late.
Philip, I think you also ought to tell Mr. Keene about Kim Bradhurst.
And who is Kim Bradhurst?
A neighbor. He was in love with my sister. And he used to make a piss of himself. I once had to throw him out of the house bodily because he annoyed her so.
Was he questioned by the police?
Yes, Mr. Keene, but he had an alibi. He was ill all day yesterday and in bed. He had a doctor visit him about 9 last night.
Mr. Keene, Philip's sister Helen was one of my best friends and a wonderful girl. Will you come back to the house with us, Mr. Keene? Philip was afraid to leave me there alone after what happened. That's why I came with him to New York.
Eloise was spending a few days with Helen while I attended a horse show near here. I've shown a few entries every year, but I only wish I'd never even thought of it this time.
Mike, suppose we drive out to the Carter estate along with Philip and Eloise.
I'll get the car, Mr. Keene.
We're having my sister's funeral at 2:00 this afternoon. I guess we'll just have time to make it.
And suppose Mike and I go to your house, Philip. You and Miss Eloise can attend the funeral while we make a preliminary investigation.
Whatever you say, Mr. Keene.
That must be the Carter house, Mr. Keene, right in front of us.
Yes, and apparently that's where the road ends, Mike.
Oh, saints preserve us.
What's the trouble?
Did you see that, boss?
What?
Well, something flew by the car on the left just a second ago. Mr. Keene, look out. It's some kind of a hawk.
Yes, Mike, it's a falcon. One of Uncle Jonathan's, I imagine.
Why, it's flying back to the house.
Try to see where it lands, Mike.
There. There she goes. Up behind them gables on the roof.
And she's a beauty, isn't she?
Mr. Keene, who's that fella?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. By any chance, are you Philip Carter's uncle?
Why, yes, I'm Jonathan Briggs. Who may you be?
My name is Keene. This is my partner, Mike Clancy.
Keene, the eminent investigator. You've come to look into the death of my niece, Helen.
At your nephew, Philip's request. Would you mind showing us to the house?
Not at all. But let me tell you that you're just wasting your time here.
Am I?
As well as risking your life. The house is no good. It's cursed with bad luck.
Well, we'll risk it, Mr. Briggs.
Suit yourself. Amy, where are you? Ooh, maid's never around when you want her. Make yourself at home, Mr. Keene and Mr. Clancy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Briggs.
It certainly is a big house. Must be 20 or 30 rooms in this place.
Yes, it's big. Big and cold.
You don't seem to like it very much, Mr. Briggs.
I don't.
And why do you stay?
Because I can't go anywhere else. Besides, Sir Richard and Lady Sharp would miss the woods.
And who are Sir Richard and Lady Sharp?
My birds. My falcons. You saw Sir Richard a moment ago when he flew past your car. He's as fast as lightning, that one is. I've spent 3 years training him how to kill.
Huh. Would that falcon be capable of attacking a human being?
I knew you'd come to that, Mr. Keene. They want to blame my niece Helen's death on one of my birds. Well, it's ridiculous. Why, those falcons are as harmless as two pigeons.
Say, Aspertormus, what was that?
Sounded like Amy the maid.
Get him out of here. Keep him away.
Amy, control yourself. Why are you carrying on?
It's one of your falcons. He flew it through the window and almost blinded me.
Stop acting like a child. It's probably Sir Richard. I'll find him.
Calm yourself, Amy. You're not in any danger. My name is Keene.
Mr. Keene, the great investigator? Oh, I was hoping Mr. Carter would call you in, sir. The most terrible things have been going on in this house.
So I've heard.
It's those birds. Well, you'd think they were human the way Mr. Briggs talks to them. One of them killed Miss Helen, I know it.
Tell me something about Miss Helen Carter. Was she on good terms with her Uncle Jonathan?
As far as I know, sir. I guess he's a harmless one himself, though he acts like a loon sometimes. But it's those vicious birds, those falcons. I can't stand them.
I don't think Helen Carter was murdered by a bird, Amy.
No?
In fact, I'm sure of it. A bird the size of a hawk might possibly attack a man or a woman if it was provoked. But it certainly wouldn't bother to cut a telephone wire before doing it.
Well, I never thought of that, boss.
Sir Richard! Sir Richard, come back here! Come back! Don't shoot me!
Faith, and now what's going on in this place?
There's a shotgun blast, Mike. Sounds as if it came from outside the house. Come along with me.
Mr. Keene, look.
Who are you? I was just going to ask you the same question.
Kim Bradhurst, my name. Where's Jonathan? I've got a little present for him.
You killed him. You killed Sir Richard.
I'll say I have. I was glad to blast his ugly head off. You'll find him out there in the woods, Jonathan. If that other bird of yours starts going after my chickens, she'll get the same dose.
You murderer!
Steady, Mr. Briggs.
Take him inside the house, Mike.
Come along.
He killed my falcon. I swear it counts if it's the last thing that I do.
What did you say your name was, mister?
I didn't say. But it happens to be Keene.
Oh, famous investigator, huh? And I suppose you've come to find out how Helen Carter died. If you find the killer, I'll be happy to help you take care of him.
I won't need any help on that score, Mr. Bradhurst. But I assure you I intend to find him or her.
We'll be back with Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, after this short break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun,
They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now Bennett Kilpack starring as Mr. Keene and the Yellow Talon Murder Case.
The strange and terrifying murder of Pretty Helen Carter brings Mr. Keene, the famous investigator, and his partner Mike Clancy to the Carter home 50 miles from New York, the scene of the crime. The only clue discovered so far is a large, broken, yellow talon, as sharp as a knife. Now it's shortly after midnight, and in the room Mr. Keene and Mike have been given, Mike is suddenly awakened from his sleep by the sound of someone moving about.
Don't move. Whoever you are, mister, don't move or I'll shoot.
It's me, Mike. Everything's all right.
Mr. Keene, what are you doing, sir?
I heard someone moving about the house. Don't put the lights on, Mike. Just slip into your robe and slippers and follow me.
I'll be right with you, boss. Just one second. Boss, look. There's a light moving towards us at the end of the hall.
Someone with a candle in his hand. Stand back against the wall until he reaches us. He hasn't seen us yet.
Boss, it's...
Yes, Mike.
It's Philip Carter's uncle, Jonathan Briggs.
Looking for something, Mr. Briggs?
What are you doing, Mr. Keene? Spying on me?
I was just wondering what you were up to at this hour.
You and your partner here think I'm crazy, don't you? You think there's something wrong with my mind.
On the contrary, I believe you're a lot more aware of what's going on than you appear.
You're looking for a murderer, aren't you? You're looking for the man who killed my niece, Helen. Well, maybe you'll have two murderers on your hands.
What do you mean by that?
Kim Bradhurst killed my pet falcon. He killed one of my birds for no reason at all. Well, when I get my hands on Bradhurst, he'll wish he'd never been born. I'm not as old and decrepit as my nephew seems to think. He may be supporting me, but... Mr. Keene.
It's coming from that room, Mike.
That's the maid's room, Amy's.
And the door's locked, boss.
Break it down, Mike.
Wait! I'll let you in. What's going on here?
Why, it's Eloise, my nephew's fiancée.
What's the trouble, Eloise?
This maid, Amy, is a thief. I caught her with my purse. I left it downstairs on the table by mistake before I went to bed.
Is that true, Amy?
Well, I guess there's no point in saying no. You have the evidence.
What's the trouble, Mr. King? What's going on here?
I'm afraid your housemaid, Amy, is in a very difficult situation, Philip. She's evidently a thief.
Look, Philip. The closet door's open. There's a pair of shoes that belong to your sister, Helen. She even stole her clothes.
Miss Eloise, what's happened to your hand?
Well, you've got her cut on the palm, young lady.
Amy scratched me when I tried to take my bag away from her.
Anyway, I didn't take much. It isn't as bad as all that.
I'm afraid it's a lot more serious than you imagine, Amy. You not only face a charge of larceny, but also one of murder in the first degree.
Murder? Oh, no. No, I didn't kill Helen Carter. I swear I didn't, Mr. Keene.
You can defend yourself in court.
Well, at least give me a chance to call someone.
An attorney?
No, not a lawyer. Mr. Bradhurst.
Kim Bradhurst, our neighbor. What's he got to do with this?
Well, never mind. He owes me a little something, at least protection. Let me call him. That's all I ask.
All right, Amy. Go ahead.
So it was Amy Parrish who murdered my niece, eh?
Perhaps. But this case isn't quite finished, Mr. Briggs. We may be due for another surprise.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back with more from Mr. Keene right after this.
Last week's Drawn to Wildlife topic was postseason scouting for deer. In just a moment, I'll share more reasons to postseason scout.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
Postseason scouting for deer lets you thoroughly walk your property and learn exactly where big bucks were roaming this past fall. Plus, if you find a prime stand location, you can prep it now when it's cool and see exactly what kind of background cover you will have in a rut next year. To learn more about postseason scouting from John Eberhardt, check us out on drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
And now the conclusion of the Yellow Talon murder case on When Radio Was.
That must be Kim Bradhurst now. Philip.
Yes, Mr. Keene?
I suggest you take your uncle to his room. There may be trouble between the two.
Very well, Mr. Keene. Come on, Uncle Jonathan.
All right. I'll go. Can't stand looking at him anyway.
Here's Ken Bradhurst, Mr. Keene.
Still carrying his shotgun, I notice.
Maybe I like to carry it around, Mr. Clancy.
Well, now, Amy, what is it you want to say to Mr. Bradhurst?
Mr. Keene's accusing me of murder, Mr. Bradhurst. They all say I killed Miss Helen.
That's ridiculous.
We found Amy the maid with stolen goods a little while ago. And she admitted taking most of it from the murdered girl, Helen Carter.
I don't know anything about stolen goods, Mr. Keene. But I'll stake my reputation on the fact that Amy didn't murder Helen.
What makes you so sure, Mr. Bradhurst?
Because she was Helen's confidant, as well as her personal maid. And she's a friend of mine. Amy's done me many a favor, making things easier for me when Helen was alive. I'll return those favors by backing her to the limit.
In what way did Amy help you, Mr. Bradhurst?
I can tell you that, Mr. Keene.
Well, Miss Eloise, do you know?
Amy used to inform Kim Bradhurst when Helen's brother Philip was out of the house, so he could try to see her on the sly. It used to frighten me. I knew that Philip disliked Kim, and I thought one day it would lead to trouble. Do you know why he carries that gun around with him all the time?
I don't mind admitting it. Your sweetheart Philip's a big man, Eloise, and stronger than I am. I made up my mind to take care of him the next time he put a hand on me.
Mike, ask Philip Carter to bring his Uncle Jonathan back to the room. And ask Jonathan to bring his pet falcon along.
Okay, boss.
No, I'm afraid of that bird. I don't want to see it.
Don't worry, Amy. I got rid of one of those falcons with a shotgun. I can do the same for the second.
I advise you to be careful, Mr. Bradhurst, and keep that gun lowered.
But why bring the falcon in, Mr. Keene?
You'll see in just a moment, Miss Eloise.
Please, just call me Eloise. I feel as though we've known each other for a long time, Mr. Keene.
That's odd. I feel the same way, Eloise.
Just step inside, Mr. Briggs.
What do you want with me? My bird, Mr. Keene.
I just wanted to make a test, Mr. Briggs.
Look at that bird. It's horrible.
Do you also think the falcon is horrible, Eloise?
No. I think it's a beautiful bird, Mr. Keene.
Yes, Eloise always liked my falcons. She understands them.
Perhaps even more than you imagine, Mr. Briggs.
What?
Just what are you getting at, Mr. Keene?
I'm afraid I have some shocking news for you, Philip. In my opinion, your fiancée, Eloise Gray, is a murderess. She murdered your sister, Helen.
What's that you say?
Eloise? Mr. Keene, are you joking?
A few minutes ago, Eloise claimed that she followed Amy to her room and caught her with her purse.
Well, Amy admitted it, didn't she?
Yes, she admitted it, Eloise, and she did steal your purse. But you didn't follow her or see her take it. You were waiting for Amy in her room.
And may I ask how you know?
The door was locked. If you had followed the thief to her room, you certainly wouldn't have locked the door yourself. It would have put you in a dangerous position. No, it was Amy who locked her own door when she entered, thinking she was alone. And you were waiting there to kill her, the way you killed Helen Carter.
That's a lie, Mr. Keene.
No, it's not a lie, Eloise. And I have further proof. You said Amy scratched your hand when you struggled with her for the purse. I noticed that Amy bites her fingernails. They aren't long enough to scratch anyone.
Then, Mr. Keene, how did Eloise get that cut on her palm?
She inflicted it on herself by accident, Philip. She was wearing sharp talons, yellow talons, to use on Amy as she did on your sister.
Look at her, Mr. Keene.
Yes. Yes, I killed her. She hated me. She wanted to break up my engagement to Philip.
But that isn't true, Eloise. She loved you.
Loved me? Wasn't she trying to call the police?
Yes, and you cut the phone wire. In some way, Helen found out what you were, Eloise, and she tried to protect herself.
Boss, look what she's putting on her hands.
The talons, the sharp claws. She wears them like gloves.
You hate me too, Keene. And you'll get what she got. Now!
Mr. Keene, look out! Saints preserve us, but I was almost too paralyzed to move. Did you see how she acted, boss? Why, she waved her arms like she was some kind of a hawk and went for your throat, Mr. Keene.
Yes, Mike. Mr. Bradhurst, I'm sorry you used your gun. Mike would have been able to subdue her.
I couldn't help it, Mr. Keene. When I saw the insane look on her face, watched her reach for your neck with her talons, I tried to protect you instinctively.
Well, I suppose she's better off. She was undoubtedly insane.
Mr. Keene, I can't believe it. How could anyone change so?
I'm sorry, Philip. But in my opinion, your fiancée had a split personality. She changed from a human being to what you've just seen, homicidal maniac. How long had you known her?
Only a few months.
And your sister, Helen, actually was very fond of her, Philip?
Yes, Mr. Keene.
Well, Eloise had to have some excuse for murder in her poor, distorted mind. So as she imagined, Helen was trying to ruin her life. Amy would have been her second victim. It went for a stroke of luck. However, we can consider the case to be closed. We've solved the mystery of the Yellow Talon murder.
From September 22nd, 1949, Betty Kilpak as Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard from the Jack Benny program, and a story that took place at the Santa Anita Racetrack. Opening way back in the early 1930s, it was closed for a time during World War II, with control handed over to the Wartime Civilian Control Administration and used as a temporary detention facility in response to President Roosevelt's Executive Order 9066, one of the darker decisions in U.S. history. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces Ace of Spades, 60 guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s, a 3-CD compilation of songs from influential guitar groups, a true collector's item. Rock out on both sides of the pond with The Ventures, Chet Atkins, The Shadows, Santo and Johnny, Dwayne Eddy, The Crew Cats, The Fentones, The Wailers, Link Wray, and many more. All for the incredibly low price of $19.98. Order Ace of Spades today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code GUITAR77. Buy this 3-CD collection of guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code GUITAR77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GUITAR77 to pay only $19.98 and save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Last week's Drawn to Wildlife topic was postseason scouting for deer. In just a moment, I'll share more reasons to postseason scout.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
Postseason scouting for deer lets you thoroughly walk your property and learn exactly where big bucks were roaming this past fall. Plus, if you find a prime stand location, you can prep it now when it's cool and see exactly what kind of background cover you will have in the rut next year. To learn more about postseason scouting from John Eberhardt, check us out on...
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
And fun, Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is your announcer.